Is there a way for us to pull up the music lounge in here? Anybody know?
I'm not sure.
Alfie, do you know?
I'm searching for that right now.
Because I know Nikki Six is in the building because Kenzie's running around with leaving trails from her clam.
Mm-hmm. I am not.
The F you're not. Alfie came in and told Kenzie, Nikki Six just walked by. She goes, yeah, right. Alfie just turned around and goes, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Walked out in the hall. She's going, is he really?
Well, she's.
Did you get a chance to talk to him or just see him?
No, I did. They came around the corner, caught me way off guard, and I just went, hey, wow, oh my God, you guys. And they all laughed. And then I said, or DJ asked me if they scared me. I said, no, y'all just made my life 10 times better. And I made Nikki laugh. And James smiled at me.
James who?
Michael.
He's in the band with Nikki.
The lead singer.
Oh.
Which also explains why Kenzie is wearing her groupie shoes.
Yep.
On the far right side of the board, you should be able to switch up and down. If you find one labeled Performance Main, I think that's it. Or Perf Main.
Far right-hand side of the board, you mean like here?
Yes.
All right. Nope. Nope. Silence. No. Give me a second. Anybody know what time they're supposed to play?
Around now.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think maybe around like maybe 3:15.
See if I got it right. All right, it says Performance Main, but I don't hear anything.
They may not have started yet.
You think you'd hear somebody setting something up?
I'm not sure. They may have already done it ahead of time.
I don't know. Alpi, do you know if they played or not?
I don't believe they have. There's still a bunch of people waiting out in the lobby right now.
What people? Who are they letting up here?
Listeners.
Why?
Because they like the band.
Well, I understand that. And Nikki Six's band, 6 a.m., is playing at the, don't tell me, Bomb Factory?
Yes.
I knew it was either that or Dallas City Limits.
You got the right one.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know what time they play tonight, or do I have to call KLOL in Houston and ask in Spanish?
Doors are at 7. They play at 8.
Okay. I wonder why they're playing so early.
That's probably when the first band goes on at 8, because there's two opening bands.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Is Nikki planning on coming down here?
I know he's walked by a couple of times. I don't know if he's
planning on coming to the studio.
I don't know.
Okay. Because after last night, I really deserved to be pistol whipped.
I don't think he is aware. I mean, when I almost ran him over in a hallway, and he seemed like a pretty happy guy. And the first time I almost ran him over is because he was yelling something back at Sasquatch Jr. over there.
Who's Sasquatch Jr.?
Kenzie.
Oh.
Because she's got her groupie shoes on.
Okay, I thought maybe Don brought his kid today. Yeah, I didn't realize it had gotten so late last night until Tomas called. I even got an email today and went, man, there was no content after 7 o'clock, but I loved it. Did we really not talk about anything?
No, we talked about a number of different things.
Yeah. Well, I have a solution now. Either you guys tell me, because obviously at the end of the show, I'm always looking for a pretty good punch.
Yes.
Either tell me when we have one, because obviously I missed a few.
Gotcha.
Then I also have this as a backup in case there is no punchline.
All right.
The count is 0-0 for punchline. Uh-oh. The manager is headed towards the mound. Looks like Martin is getting the hook. Yep. After 4 hours, Martin is leaving the mound. Obviously, his right lobe is spent.
Now we have a safety net.
Okay.
That was Scotty West. Got that for me.
Very kind of him.
I think Scotty used to work on K104. Did news at KRLD. I think he does weekend news now on KRLD. And I think he's going to start doing some stuff up here. I think most people that have been around long enough know the name Scott West.
Yes.
I call him Scotty.
So how do you know him?
I really don't know. I know we had him in one of the episodes of Hot Tickets when we shot a segment in the West End, the laser tag.
Yes.
I think he worked for maybe Y95 at one time as well.
Okay.
And JD worked for Y95, so that could be him. So we shot some stuff in the West End. And that day that we shot, Paula Abdul was in whatever that building we were in, you know, the main West End thing.
Yeah, at the West End Marketplace building.
Yeah. I forgot what she was doing, but somebody said, hey, Paula Abdul's out there.
Ooh.
I didn't know who she was, but everybody else did. So we all ran down there wearing our laser tag stuff. Hey, can we get a picture? You play laser tag? Hmm?
And did she?
No.
Oh.
Well, with all the garb that you have on, you almost look like a Ghostbuster.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we get down there to shoot it and realize, yeah, they don't turn any lights on in here in the laser tag.
Yeah.
How are we going to shoot this?
It's going to be hard.
There was a lot of creative lighting because I think most of it, they just used black lights.
Yeah. And lots of like laser looking things.
So, all right. Well, Nikki Six wants to come down. Alfie, you can't figure out why that other computer's not shooting the camera?
I just enabled it over here. If you try and enable it on your side, hopefully you can pick it up.
Okay. All right. Got the wide shot back. There we go. All right. Sorry. Little video stuff. Last night I stayed late. Got the show put on .fm and got a new couple of bumpers. Want to hear them? Of course you do.
I was going to say no.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L.
Singing my song.
Thank God and Graham, you're gone.
Thank you.
Very nice. Nice. It's really nice to see you finally letting go.
Is that Glenn Campbell?
That is Roy Clark.
Is it? Oh, damn.
Luke should have known that.
Huh?
Sorry. I'm Luke Bryan.
Yeah, you're right. I should have known that. I love Roy.
You gave him a plate job on a Roy Clark plate.
It was special. It was my version of Inception.
I wonder what it's like laying on the floor looking through a plate with your face on it with a dookie about to hit her.
Yeah.
I got here's another one I got.
That's
me on guitar.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I dubbed in the guitar because mostly she used horns and a lot of guitar.
Man, you were motivated.
I was on a tear.
Mm-hmm.
Had a few too many pick scrapes.
Will you kiss me and stop me from shaking?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Oh, man. Wow.
That was good and toasted.
That sounds good. Awesome.
Good bitch scratches.
Yeah.
You just got bitch scratch.
I feel like we don't even need like a breathalyzer to know how drunk you get. It's just counting the number of pick scrapes. It's like, oh, he's four. Whew, you better call him a cab.
That's all he's doing at the end. He's stuck in a loop. That'd make for a good transition from Barry Manilow to...
Yeah.
To...
If I'm shaking,
we're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What?
That's good. Did you process that pick scrape?
No, it's just the setting I use for the guitar. Just thank God for distortion.
See, that sounds like it's not only distorted, but it sounds like you put some extra cool processing on it.
No. Whatever the setting is called on the Rocktron, the guitar processor, it goes straight into the board. Okay. I think I just set it on AC/DC.
It's good for pick scrapes.
Yeah.
You should just rename it the pick scrape setting.
I can do them live if you want.
I know you can.
Can we wait till after 7?
Yes.
Right before the manager approaches the mound?
Yeah.
I'd ask 3 or 4 people, what is it called? I know they're relieving the pitcher, but what is it called when they pull him off the mound?
Taking him out of the game. There's actually not, I mean. Yeah.
But that's one of the terms is gets the hook.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no like official like baseball term. It's like, okay, this is what that is. No, it's just, it's like, give me the ball, you done.
Well, I feel like I can finish. It's 7:50. You haven't found a punchline.
You hadn't found a strike zone in half an hour.
Part of your brain is used up. It's been 4 hours. It's been a good day.
That's right.
And get off the mound. Fine, take your ball. Next time you come out here at me, you're getting a dry champ.
Time to call it a day, meat.
Okay. Let's see if they're doing anything in the performance hall yet. Still nothing.
Hmm.
I hear something.
Yeah. Something's happening in there.
Well, I've got the right one up. It says performance main, unless there's another setting. Alfie, do you know?
That's the only one I can think of, unless it's on perf sub right next to it.
Perf main. Matrix.
No.
I'm afraid to mash that one.
Mm-mm. Don't touch that.
Board sure does a lot of stuff.
It does.
Mackie laptop. ISDN. Maybe they're not would they not be feeding it out, Alfie?
Try perf sub. I got something on there.
All I get is, I don't even know why, access. CD player 1, CD player 2, CD player 3. We don't even have any CD players in here.
Mm-mm.
We don't even have any CDs. I don't know what this is for. Well, Alfie, if you can pull up the sub, pull it up in there and see if you can hear it.
Yeah, I think so.
Kenzie, did you want to go down there and watch?
Yeah, she does.
Only if it wasn't during the show.
I don't need this mic on at all unless I'm doing an
interview. Oh my God.
Or whatever.
I won't. He's not talking to you.
Okay. So.
All right, so they're still setting up.
Yeah.
I just honestly, I just want a picture with him.
Well, just go down there and get a picture.
I had my opportunity, and I can't do it now that they're warming up.
Why don't you calm your ass down? Take a Valium or something. Suck on a Pam. Lorazepam, anything. It ends with Pam. That's a calming agent.
A can of Pam?
Yeah.
Why don't you huff some Pam?
All right, Alfie, you can turn that off for the time being. I tell you what, during this next break, why don't you run down there and take a look?
Okay.
And if you want, I send somebody with you and they can snap a picture.
Okay.
I think that's probably smart. Plus, we have to keep her off of them.
Oh, I'll be respectful.
Your poon is going to be all over his head.
It is not.
I said on Nikki Sixx's head.
Like a koala bear.
Well, there's Kinsey the koala bear.
Nikki, you get a new hat? You may want to take that off for the pictures. Ew. That hat left something on your head.
Ew.
Unless you're using a lot of Brill cream.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's your clan.
Yeah.
I am a classy young lady.
You are running amok. If ever that term applied.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, first of all, you could tell Alpie, because we're getting the show set up, he didn't have time to convince her Nikki Sixx was really walking in the hall.
Right.
He just came in. He said, Nikki Sixx just walked by. Kinsey goes, yeah, right. Alpie just said, all right, and turned around.
Fine. Don't believe me.
Okay. Let's go ahead and break here. Stay on time. Kinsey, do you have a phone with a camera or something?
Yes.
Okay. Who, Alfie, do you have time to go help her or what?
I'll go with her.
All right.
Thank you, Alfie.
You're welcome.
Keep her off of people.
take salt, just in case.
Yeah. If you see her start to jump, pour it all over her clam. That'll kill it. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.335, first check on traffic. For the MikeBlakes.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by American Airlines. Traffic blows everywhere. Here's the very worst of it. We're going to get started off in Dallas, westbound I-30, just before Loop 12, Walton Walker. The left lane there is blocked right now. They're out there doing street sweeping. Traffic there is jacked up back Fort Worth Avenue. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Market Center, got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to the 35-183 split. Still in Dallas, southbound 45, right at I-30, got an accident there. This one involves an overturned 18-wheeler and a fuel spill. Traffic, of course, jacked up back from Woodall Rogers, probably going to be there for a while. In Denton, southbound I-35E, right at State School Road, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Bonnie Bray. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Rendon Crowley, got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from Sycamore School Road. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Racetrack. Scattered storms tonight, 64 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, chances of storms, and a high of 81. Right now, 72. The 97 won the Eagle.
Number one for a f***ing reason. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Maybe if Nikki stops by on his way out after they play in our music lounge, we can ask him who James Woosten is.
Oh, man, he's not going to know.
He might.
If nothing else, you got to play him that message.
Yeah, I was wondering if Chris Ryan had ever sent that to him.
I don't know.
What did I say I named it?
Buchanan's mother?
Yeah. I was just going to say something with mother in it.
There it is, Chris Ryan voicemail.
Perfect.
Chris Ryan, this might be the Buchanan's mother. You better quit talking shit over that goddamn radio, for I'll whoop your dog ass. And by the way, you tell Nikki Sixx quit sucking Vince Neil's dick before he winds up getting bruises all over his pussy face from bouncing off of Vince Neil's ass. Oh, by the way, James Wilson been putting no shit on Vince Neil. Vince Neil can't sing. Suck his real good, Nikki.
Damn. Every time.
At this point, I can't really decide. Do I, if somebody gave me the choice of figuring out who James Woosten is, or if the Kennedy assassination was a conspiracy?
Oh, man.
Which one would you choose?
I know what you would choose.
I would choose Woosten.
I know you would. Because that, at least you have a little more involvement in. It deals with you personally. That, and you've gone all these years not really knowing what happened with Kennedy, so what's a few more? You've basically become acclimated to not knowing.
It could have, well, first of all, it could have been a conspiracy, but I don't think the government was in on it, but we're not going to go that route again. Mm-hmm. Except when we get started, somebody wants to weigh in. Well, how do you explain the head to the back to the left? He got shot in the head. Plus, nobody really knew at the time, Kennedy was wearing a girdle.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have affected the way that his head moved. And that, you know, when he held his hands up to his throat,
yep,
that was a real unnatural position. And, you know, maybe he couldn't, I don't know. My guess is the girdle came up so high.
Yeah.
I think he had back problems.
He had severe back problems.
I think he also had Addison's disease.
What is that?
It's, I guess, an adrenal disease.
That makes your arm shoot up in a funny way?
It was part of the reason why he had to be wearing that girdle to sort of keep him supported.
Hold on. Yes, Tyler.
Yes, sir. I need y'all to do me a favor and find out who James Woosten is.
Okay.
Send someone down to Nikki Six.
All right, we got him. Thanks.
Did
I guess we should also ask, you know, just for Dr. Thornton, who Vince Neil is.
Yeah, then we finally get that clarified for him.
Since that was Dr. Thornton's question after we played him that audio, we ever figure out who that Vince Neil guy was?
Because in his mind, he thought he'd uncovered something, because this is part of the mystery. If you find this Vince Neil person, then you ask him who that person is. I bet he knows. He's the key.
Yeah, I don't know who that Vince Neil guy is, but he obviously is really close to Nikki Six.
Mm-hmm.
Are those more? Police shirts over there?
Yeah, they were some for everyone.
Okay. Same department out of Florida?
Yeah, the same two.
Was it a sheriff's department?
Yeah, two sheriff's department. You had Pinellas County and Hillsborough County. It's in.
How do we end up with those?
A listener named Diego. He travels a lot for a sports marketing job, and he's got friends with these departments. And he said, hey, show back home. They said, here. And then they embroidered your name on the polos, and along with Kinsey's.
You didn't get embroidered?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's all right. It's nice polos, though.
Yeah, I hate polos.
I know. I've never seen you wear one. It's got a badge on it, so I mean, if you're ever going to wear one, this would be the one.
Well, I'll wear it.
You can look snazzy.
I don't know. Something about me and polos.
Well, it's because you always wear t-shirts. I get it.
I'm too white trash for polos. Maybe if I cut the sleeves off.
Perfect.
But just so I don't look trashy, flip the collar up.
Because yeah, then you just look douchey.
I've never gotten that with college guys and flipping the collar up on their polos.
I don't know. Because
it's like,
you see it in a couple of magazines. I remember one time, because like, they'll have in the magazines like the polo or the whatever. Like Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren does this a lot. He'll have the super waspy white guys on a boat somewhere, like in Cape Cod, and they're not wearing one polo, but two polos of differing colors, and both collars got to be popped.
Yep.
I don't get why you can't wear clothes the way they come.
I don't know why you had to wear two polos. What's wrong with one? If it's that cold, why don't you wear a sweater? Oh, wait. He does have a sweater. It's draped over his shoulders.
Okay. You have any audio you want to get to?
Yeah.
Let's
see.
Any more trailers?
There was, but I didn't want to bore you with the Batman Superman because it was a bootleg.
Okay, good.
Plus, I didn't geek out as much over that one. Let's do Cut 13.
Okay.
This is a gospel singer. It's a fairly old video, but it's a man named Ken Turner, and he has one of the lowest singing voices in the world, an old video of him singing a song called Rainbow of Love. Is getting a bunch of hits on YouTube.
It's called The Rainbow of Love.
The rainbow shining.
not processed.
No.
Are you sure he's singing?
Yes.
No, that sounds like somebody. You know, some people that can actually swallow a bunch of air and burp and talk at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like that's what he's doing. This is not really entertaining.
Fascinating, though.
He sounds deeper than the baritone in the Oak Ridge Boys,
yes,
when he says, ba-ba, ba-ba.
Yeah.
Almost deeper than Officer Lonnie.
Yeah, and that's frightening.
Man, that guy ain't got nothing on me.
It sounds like he might, Officer Lonnie.
I go toe-to-toe with him. Do you know you got it?
Got what?
Toe to toe, nut to nut, pick one. I'm on it.
I don't know why you're looking at me with that face. I don't understand.
There ain't nobody hit a low note like me, Officer Lonnie, driving around in my squad car, singing to myself and rattling the windows. While my penis plays the washboard.
That's fascinating as hell to me, because you can hear his... You can hear his vocal flaps flapping. You can really hear the frequency of it. It's
I don't know, to me that's almost irritating.
It's kind of frightening.
It's just impressive. Like, I know 20 dozen choir people who would go off on that.
Really? 20 dozen?
A random number.
You don't say. At one point, I'm afraid he's like going to hit that the mythical brown note, and I'm just going to poop myself. That's it.
Well, he's just pushing it there.
Well, oh, sure. No singer ever pushes it.
Man, I ain't got to push it. I hit them low notes.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't have to push or nothing. Because I'm a real man with a real voice. I can hit anything.
All right, I sound queer now.
Although it does make me wonder if Officer Lonnie's ever tried singing.
I just want to hear Officer Lonnie on that voice processor.
Oh, my God. It might actually raise his voice.
I don't know.
I think Lonnie might actually be lower than the processor.
Didn't we ask him one time what he called in, if he could sing?
I don't recall. I've either
texted or I've asked him.
Yes, he did. Oops, wrong mic. Yes, he did.
Okay. Because if we, first of all, we could use another backup singer. We have very few now in the band. A baritone would be good.
Mm.
Or I can just
do it myself.
I think that's always a solid option.
Because, you know, 95% of the time, I'm going to be at the white trash party.
Yeah.
Okay. Got more audio?
Yeah, let's see. Cut 14. This is a 911 call from a baggage handler who fell asleep inside the cargo hold of an Alaskan Airlines flight, Seattle to Los Angeles.
No?
Yeah.
911.
Hello, I'm trapped in this plane, and I caught my job, but I'm in this plane.
You're where?
I'm inside a plane, and I feel like it's moving in the air. Flight 448, can you please show somebody stop it?
Where are you in a plane at?
I'm inside a plane, Alaska Airlines plane, flight 448.
Are you at the airport?
I'm not in the airport. I feel like it's more...
Why don't you just call... Call your own airline and ask for the air traffic control.
Yeah.
911, they're going to do the same thing. You probably could have sped up the process. Granted, he's rattled. He's got... How'd he end up in the storage hold?
Somehow he fell asleep in a cargo hold.
He's a baggage worker, so he was supposed to be there.
Yes, but he wasn't supposed to still be there. It's like, you know, this...
Well, part of that plane is obviously pressurized, or... Well, I don't know how high he was when he
the flight had only been in the air for like 14 minutes, so he was okay. They turned the plane around, landed, and they pulled him out and everything. But it was just I just feel bad for the guy because this 911 operator is just, she can't wrap her brain around this scenario. And
well,
he's just frustrated.
She can't wrap her brain around it. He's not giving her a whole lot of information.
Well, what else you want him to say? I'm stuck in a plane.
I'm stuck in a plane. Well, which one? A plane.
He's got to give her more than... He finally said what flight.
Yeah.
And, you know, possibly what airport they just left. Give her more than just...
I'm in a plane. I can't believe I'm in a plane. Hang on. Now I'm on a boat.
Are you by yourself or are you with somebody?
No, I brought my entire family because we always like to travel with our luggage. That way we never get separated from it. What are you, moron-ish?
I wonder how he was at, I guess if he was low enough, he caught a cell tower.
Yeah.
Unless he had a satellite phone, and I don't think most people own those.
No.
I feel like
you're
more, because I feel like my
are you by yourself or are you with somebody?
Did he hang up on her?
I don't know if he hung up out of frustration or if he just got disconnected.
Well, that sounded like his frustration was like,
yeah.
God, well, screw this.
You are no help. So eventually he just started beating the plane and the passengers noticed it, which, you know, someone on that plane had seen the Twilight Zone and got a little freaked out.
Ooh.
Do not open that window. I know what it looks like, and it's going to look like this.
Which, you know, it had to be odd, too, for whatever flight attendant had to come answer that call when they hit the button. Ma'am, there's banging coming from the floor. Now, okay, sure, I've never heard that. I'll get you another Bloody Mary.
Oh, really? There's a banging coming from the floor.
Is there, really?
You can't hear it? Ma'am? It sounds like a heartbeat.
Maybe you're feeling guilty about something.
Maybe. It could be the dead people under the floor. Look at that. Both of us know Poe.
Yeah, that's very nice. I almost want to knuckle you for that.
Why not?
Let's do it.
What was it, Telltale Heart?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We know literature. And we're back to normal.
I gotta ruin it by swearing. We read books. See, Poe I could deal with because those were all short stories.
Yeah.
An entire book? Not a chance.
Well, I think a lot of times, just if you want to read a book, it just depends on the material. If you're, you know, and plus also some people gravitate towards nonfiction versus fiction. So who knows?
Again, I just like shorter stories. Mm-hmm. Goes back to the ADD. I want to get to the point. Louder and louder. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. It's like at a certain point, you just expect the guy in the story to go, excuse me just a second. Pull the boards up and stab the body again.
Enough! Okay, all good.
Got something else?
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
I also have... Cut 12. ESPN had to suspend one of its reporters.
Oh, is this that chick?
Yeah, this is ESPN reporter Britt McHenry.
See, I don't really know I saw the video today on CNN. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would label her a gash or not because
I would.
She was Her car was towed for some reason.
Her car got towed, and I understand being pissed at the lady behind the glass, because I've been there, and that's not fun. However, I managed to not, you know, turn into a mean girl and insult the one behind the glass by calling her fat, toothless, and uneducated. Because in the way she did it...
I would also think it would... The way they towed it. Was she really in a no-tow zone? What did you do? Because we know sometimes they're towing companies that will do it, even whether it's marked or not.
Yeah, we don't know if this was her fault and she was just upset, or if it was a bad tow and she's really pissed. Whatever the case is, that doesn't give you the right to play the pretty girl education card and just completely put yourself on top of this woman and say, you're so far beneath me in so many words.
And they got the audio. Obviously, there's a security cam directly over the window when you're talking to the person, you know, with your car. So it's all you see is this chick reporter from CNN.
ESPN.
Whatever. And you're right. She's a bitch, but getting your car towed will piss anybody off.
It
so
will.
That's...
And I think that may be why she only got suspended for a week.
At first, I went, yeah, that's a first class bitch. I don't know where she went to bitch finishing school, but she, a top of the class, had to be. Then I went back and reread the story and realized she'd just gotten her car towed.
But still, listen to what she says, and...
It's still not pleasant.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how we'll...
I'm in the news, sweetheart.
That right there.
See this place? Okay, that's fine, and I'll play your video, so careful. That's why I have a degree in
trailer.
I've been working
somewhere
like this.
She mumbles a lot. That's why I have a degree and you don't.
And you work in a trailer. I would never work in a scumbag place like this.
I think she also says, maybe if I had, if I was missing some teeth, I could get a job here too.
Mm-hmm.
Makes
sense
to call even being here.
Well, let's get you out of here quickly.
Yep, that's all you care about, is just taking people.
Now, the lady is being nice to her, so there's no reason for her to continue with this. You just like taking people's money. Yeah. Everybody with a job likes taking people's money.
That's why we do it.
Money.
Yeah.
With no education. Yeah. No skill set. Mm-hmm. Just want to clarify that. Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing?
I feel great about my job. You know why? I got a car. And I can get to it.
Yeah.
I can come in and I can go out. I drive all over the place. Look at you. You got a degree and you ain't got no car.
Mm-hmm. Look
in
at
fact,
you.
I got no degree and I got your car.
You're so pretty and your looks don't work here.
Why? Because I have a brain and you don't?
I have a brain and you don't.
Just wanted to clarify that. Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing? Why? Because I have a brain and you don't?
No idea.
Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh?
No, if you had to touch your roof.
Where was this?
This was, town Arlington, Virginia.
Okay. Had that been a little further south, one of the ladies running the window would have knocked her teeth out and went, all right, you're hired.
Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh?
Yeah, if you had to touch your fruit a little bit.
Oh, like yours? Because they look so stunning. Because I'm on television and you're on
Okay, I miss... I'm on television and you're what?
And you're in this effing trailer.
Oh. I'm in a trailer. But look at all these fabulous cars in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Where's yours?
Oh, that's right. It's right next to that one.
How'd you get here? See, I drove here. You know why? Because I know what a no parking zone means.
Trailer, honey. Have a nice... Lose some weight, baby girl.
And she finishes it in classic Mean Girl style. Lose some weight, baby girl.
And what did ESPN say?
What their statement was basically, yeah, we were aware of it, blah, 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 we've suspended her. She came out and said in her official apology, in an intense and stressful moment, I allowed my emotions to get the best of me and said some insulting and regrettable things. As frustrated as I was, I should always choose to be respectful and take the high road. I am so sorry for my actions and will learn from this mistake. No word on whether or not she actually called the woman to apologize or just released a statement. I'm assuming she just released a statement.
I don't know. It goes back to, first of all, I don't think I've ever been that ugly to anybody in public. Mm. Unless, you know, we're about to get into a fight. But I'm certainly not going to, you know, dress down an employee that, like, look, I'm doing the best I can. And you can tell the lady isn't raising her voice. You can barely hear her, and it sounds like she's being courteous. The way the anchor described her, I don't think I would want to date her.
Probably not, but you know what?
How could you get so fat, missing so many teeth? It seems like that would limit your caloric intake.
Yeah, ice cream.
Oh. Going to try and process this and see if I clean it up some. I know we got a break. Let's see.
I'm in the news, sweetheart.
That did not help.
Man, that's terrible.
Well, give me a second.
I'm in the news, sweetheart.
No.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. Do this type? Okay, that's fine. I'll play your videos, so careful. That's why I have a degree for
No. Okay, that's nothing. Well, I don't think I'll ever use that setting. I think I just locked my computer up.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how we'll do this place. Okay, that's fine. And I'll play your video, so careful.
That sound any better?
That's why I have a degree in drugs. I've been working to come by a place like this.
I think it sounds about the
same. Makes best phone call in being here. Well, let's get you out of here quickly.
See? We'll get you out of here quickly. Let me just close this out. We'll get you out of here quickly. She's being courteous, kind. I don't know what she had to pay to get her car out. Yeah, you do get pissed off. If it was a good tow, you're pissed off at yourself, but you're just taking it out on whoever's running the window. You just like taking people's money.
Yeah, had that been all you said and you tried to, you know, go at her from, you know, questionable business practices or how you're a ripoff, things like that, there'd be no story here. And people would relate to it. They'd be like, yes, get her. But no, you turn, you know, super twat, and no one's going to be on your side. And this is what bothers me also is when someone like this, who is absolutely beautiful, she's a pretty girl. The problem is she doesn't appreciate it. Instead of thinking about, wow, I hit the genetic lottery. I should really appreciate this and be humble about it. Instead, she uses it to put herself on top of others.
Line one, Alfie.
Yes.
All right. Yes, Johnny. 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 What did Johnny want?
Johnny was a tow truck driver, and he was saying that everyone tries to play as stupid as they can whenever they get towed. Like, they didn't know that it was a no parking situation or that they were not in a handicapped spot.
Well, this chick wasn't playing dumb. She was playing gash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't know the circumstances. We just know that her car got towed.
And playing dumb, that's not going to change anything.
Mm-mm.
Your car still was someplace it wasn't supposed to be. It got towed. That's why we towed it. Flo and I used to sit out in front of the Xerox Center in Las Colinas. I think it's called the Millennium Center now.
I think so. Man, those bitches are quick.
Hand me the bottle, will you, huh?
Yeah.
I think we talked about this before, but it was absolutely no parking out front, and people, I don't know what they thought. Obviously, just visitors to the building, but they'd park. Maybe they were going up to the radio station to pick up a prize or something.
Something quick.
But the parking lot, first of all, was free and wasn't maybe another 100 yards from the front doors.
Yeah, exactly. And that area doesn't even look like an area you can park. It's jagged sidewalk kind of thing, and it looked like you could park there.
Yeah, but people, and you know, they always, so many people think they can do whatever they want.
And they get out, leave the car, and without exaggeration. Am I right, Chloe?
Absolutely no exaggeration.
As soon as they hit the door, 20 seconds later, that car was gone.
I mean, you would look around.
It was best magic trick you could ever do.
Yeah, you couldn't see the tow truck driver anywhere. Tow truck, no, it would swoop down like it just appeared like a hawk.
Tow hawk.
Yeah.
And it was one of those, I just call them snatch and grabs.
Yeah.
They'd back up to it, squeeze the front tires in, and they're gone.
Yep. And then at that point, what they do is they grab it, then they get somewhere around a corner, then they go and hook it all up, and then they go on their way. But, yeah.
You know what the law is? If you come outside, can you tell them to turn it loose?
I believe you can. There was actually a guy a few weeks ago that happened to. I think it was in Chicago. Tow truck had hooked him up, and the guy came out, hey, I'm leaving. And the guy just kept trying to tow the car. Problem is, the guy's dog was in the passenger seat, and he's telling the tow truck driver, you've got my dog. Let me get my dog. And he won't. So then he just said, F it. He jumped in his car and drove it off of the tow truck.
I read.
And it turns out he was legally within his rights to do that. Because according to the law, at least there, once you go out, if they have not pulled it away and you say, give me my car, they're supposed to give you your car. They're not supposed to just take it away with you running down the street yelling after them.
Well, there should be some type of fee for loading and unloading. You parked in a no parking zone.
Yeah?
I know. I've been towed once. I didn't like it. Not technically. It was my fault. It was a fire lane. I was moving into an apartment, and I parked as close to the stairs as I could. Because I'm a genius, I picked an apartment on the third floor.
Yeah.
I go down, I haul a chair up, I come back down, truck's gone. Keys, wallet, everything I think are still in the truck.
And that's the way it usually works out. It's like, how is it magic that almost everyone gets towed and their wallet just happens to be in a car? How are you going to get it out? And then you go to the place.
And I didn't have a cell phone. I think I had my phone was already connected in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I called my dad. Your truck got towed.
You really idiot. You know it?
Well, I was.
Did it say fire lane?
Well,
you an idiot. I can't wait for you to lose that TV show so you can work with me and I can call you an idiot in front of other people. You moron. Stupid.
Do you have any money?
I got plenty of it.
Did he?
Do you think you could come get me?
No. Let's call your brother. I gotta go.
Well, why?
Shh. Listen.
You're watching TV, aren't you?
That's right.
So I think it was Mark came and got me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was my fault. I didn't like it. I was sort of pissed, but it's like you're telling them everything I got to be able to pay you is in the truck. Can't let you back there. Could you go and get my wallet out of the truck? Nope, can't touch your personals.
But you can take my car. Just can't touch anything inside of it. Interesting. Okay, fine.
Luckily, Mark brought cash with him. Damn it, we're late. Don't want to take any of those, Alfie?
Guy on line two seems to be a tow truck driver.
Okay. Yes, Kyle.
Hey, man, I was just calling about the...
Yes, I know why. What?
Oh, there is indeed a hook fee. If you go out there and your car is on the ground, your tires are lifted up off the ground, and you want your car, you have the option by law to pay $125. They have to release your car, and then you avoid the impound fees and all the other fees that come with that.
Now, you say that's an option. What if you're able to jump in the car and drive it off the tow?
Well, then...
Then the driver wins.
Yeah, it was money.
Yeah, then you're baldly, and you just saved yourself $125. But
thank you.
Well, but if it's one of those snatch and grab type vehicles, mm-hmm. I don't think you can just get in the car and drive it off, can you, Kyle?
You can. I actually drove one of those. You're gonna ruin your bumper or something like that. But you can drive over those bars that grab your tires. Yes, you can.
Yeah, I think in that moment you're so angry, like this guy in Chicago was, that he just didn't care.
What city do you tow in?
I used to tow in Euless.
What was the impound fee?
The impound fee, we did a lot for the police, and it was $165 just to tow your car. Then they charged $4 a mile. It was all kinds of fees: $30 a day, $20 a day, just for it to sit there, you know, until you get out of jail, whatever.
Okay. All right, thanks. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. You're you're saving time, but really not a lot of money by paying them to turn the car loose.
That's why I see it's like a principal thing, because you're right there and they're taking your car and you're like, hey, I'm right here. Give me my car. And then they won't do it. You're like, I'm going to take it.
Well, you can go ahead and take it, but you go rip your front bumper off.
Don't care, as long as you don't get it.
Oh, I'll still have it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be the one bumperless. What do you think it's going? Tell you what, let deal right here. What do you think it'll cost to first buy a new bumper and then to put her on?
Tell you what, why don't you step out of that truck? We can discuss it.
I don't have to step out of my truck. If I step out of my truck, my Rottweiler's coming with me. And my old lady. And she'll put that cool out in your face.
I think I'd be more worried about the old lady.
You need help with him, honey?
For all you know, they might be swingers. Except you may not have a choice.
Hey, let's make a deal. You want to get in the truck and pull a three-way with me and my husband and the Rottweiler? Actually, I guess that'd be a foursome.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
How much do you want? I'll give you everything I have not to have to do that.
We'll let you go for free. You pull a foursome with us and the Rott.
I'll give you my card. I'll give you my social security number. Please take my identity. I don't want to have to do a four-way. Not with you people, and definitely not with your dog.
All right, what if we leave everybody out and you just lick my snatch?
Can you kill me?
You know, after you lick it, you'll probably die. All right, we'll be back. I was thinking if I should do a lick, screw it.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:15. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. For the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coyes and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. A whole lot going on. We're going to get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the Tolley right before Forest Lane. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Mockingbird. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, just before Marsh, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Their traffic is backed up back from High 5. Moving to Mesquite, northbound 635, just before Bruton Road, got an accident there. Traffic there is backed up back from I-20. In McKinney, southbound 75, right at Virginia Road, construction has the left lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up back from Wilmoth Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Golden Triangle, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Basswood Boulevard, about a half-hour delay through that. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Scattered storms tonight. A low of 64, then tomorrow partly cloudy, high of 81. Right now it is 73, and 97.1 the Eagle.
K-E-G-L,
woohoo, Eagle.
The Eagle. Oh, man, will you kiss me and stop me from shaking?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, Alfie, bring up the performance room, music lounge, whatever we call it.
There you go.
Are they done playing?
I think so.
Well, obviously, it was a long set.
No.
Okay. I didn't know they were giving away opportunities for listeners to go into the what we call the music lounge.
DFW Acura Music Lounge.
Okay.
Usually we don't know either, any of the rest of us.
Well, he was supposed to be on the show.
Yes.
And they said, well, how about if he plays a set? Okay. Well, it would be nice to know what he's going to play, being as he's here to be on our show. Is he already gone?
I think so. They may be getting either wrapped up or all their equipment taken care of now.
Oh. Did you ask them to sign my wheelbarrow?
I did. Well, I asked whatever producer guy or whatever handler they have.
Yeah?
He said no.
Did he say why?
He said they have to get the guys wrangled together and up to sound check at the bomb factory here.
Well, getting them wrangled together shouldn't be that hard, because I guarantee you their handler is not going to be any more than 10 feet away from them at any given time.
They how many people in Nikki Sixx's band?
Three.
Okay.
At one point while I was out there asking, they had lost track of Nikki.
I think he went in the bathroom.
That's where he was.
Yep, he was in the stall next to me.
Oh, sitting down?
No, he was. It was me and Mike Hudman, engineer at the urinal, so he had to go in and use one of the stalls.
Do you know which one it was so Kenzie can go in there and lick it?
I do. I know the exact one.
Ew, that's a little far.
Man, is that the kind of treatment you get around here? You big shot, you're in Motley Crue, but you got to take a stall just to take a piss. Two other grunts over there at the urinal. Probably not even on-air people. Except that good-looking one.
Mike Hudman?
You.
I don't think he's
on. No, you're not handing that one off to Hudman.
What? Pretty big Mike?
Well, it was a great interview. I'm glad I prepared. Didn't get a chance to ask him who James Woosten was.
I really can't stand handlers. They always say no to everything. And so I don't know if they get off on it or whatever, but if I'm Nikki or any of the guys in 6 a.m. and Alfie came to him and said, hey, guys, do you mind autographing this wheelbarrow? I'd be like, yes, that's awesome.
Alfie, did they know who you were?
Nikki did. I only talked to him when I first went.
You only talked to who about what?
I talked to Nikki when we went to go get Kinsey's picture, and when I went to ask about the wheelbarrow, the handler was the only one I could find.
Okay. Was Nikki okay with a picture with Kenzie?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Did you get a good picture?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to see it?
If I must. Did you see it already?
I have not.
Oh.
I'm afraid.
Are you very excited?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Russ.
I had nothing to do with it.
Yes, you did. The only reason I got this was because of you.
The only reason you have anything is because of me.
Yeah, that's true.
And he'll never let you forget it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the whole reason Nikki was up here to promote his gig at Bomb Factory, and I don't get it. Yeah, that's a good picture. Never mind. Kenzie, look at that grin. I'm so happy I'm shitting right now.
Yeah, my face looks a little ridiculous. I didn't know it looked like that.
See your face?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's her her stoked face.
Yeah, that's I'm so stoked. I'm shitting my pants right now. I hope he doesn't smell it. Yeah. That's good. Too bad you look stupid at it.
Yeah, she can't help her super excited face.
Seeing as how it's how do you get that excited?
When
I got into radio, I was excited about being on the radio. But meeting celebrities, there was never anybody where I just went,
you dorked out.
Yeah, you know, Roscoe P. Coulter. Like, I would, okay, this is cool. Nervous. James Garner, probably the only one.
Yeah, there's only a couple that I would feel that way, and there's only been a couple that I've been genuinely excited where I'm just like, this is really cool. And one of them was when Bruce Campbell came in.
When you were doing your show on Saturdays?
Yeah, but also even the time when he came in and hung out with us on our show here, the second time he came through Dallas, and he spent like an hour in the studio with you, took photos during the commercial breaks and everything.
They all were hanging out after the show, hassling me running the board.
I don't know what that means, but
I was running the board for Lycus after the show at that time.
Before you worked for us?
No, I was with the show, but after the show, I would just run over to the other studio and then run the board for Lycus.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't talk to you that much. You were a grunt.
That's all right. you threw a lot of fireworks at me at that time.
Oh, that's right. I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took you as my own, elevated you to an important position in this show, and you can't even get a wheelbarrow signed?
I tried. If you want, I'll go ram that damn wheelbarrow down their throats.
Charlie Wilkinson got us this wheelbarrow from Works. You better sign it, or Clear Channel will drop your nationwide, Jack. You don't want Clear Channel on your bad side.
No, you don't. Mm.
We'll have the you get Bob Pittman mad at you. He'll have an iHeart on for you for a long time. Was he ugly about it?
No, he just said, oh, we got to get the guys ready to go for their sound check.
Yeah, you know you didn't go in and talk to the show that you were supposed to be on. So you can't take 30 seconds to sign a wheelbarrow.
Hate handler.
You can't even use the excuse of, well, you know, that's a Gibson, and I only play Fender, so I can't really sign a Gibson. Well, that's a Works Aero card. I can't sign that. I only use a Craftsman wheelbarrows. Mm-hmm.
I have a specific contract that says any wheelbarrow I sign can only have one tire, and it has to be flat. And it can only be a wheelbarrow. It cannot be used for multiple things.
I can't. I'm sorry. I got an exclusive contract with. I wish I could think of a wheelbarrow company.
The sucky wheelbarrow company.
The one wheel wheelbarrow company. I got an exclusive contract with them. I'm sorry. It's out of my hands. It's law. Don't want to get sued.
Mm-mm.
Can't sign a Works Aero cart. Why is there a new wheelbarrow up front? By the way,
Charlie got you one. Charlie got you, Billy, and Chris Ryan one.
The hell does Billy need one for? Does Billy have a house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He does, but I would be stunned if he's ever worked in his yard. Because I don't know why, I'd like to see the visual of Billy the Kid mowing his own lawn, wearing what he wears, with his headphones.
If he does, you know he's all rock starred out.
Oh, he is? Yeah.
With his Beats headphones.
He's got his Beats headphones, he's going to have his, he doesn't have a faux hawk now, but his hair done, and then he'll have that leather sport jacket kind of thing with the sleeves pushed up, Miami Vice style, and his jeans tucked into his unlaced boots. That's his landscaping get up.
Well, I don't want neighbors thinking white trash lives here. My push mower, I had bigger wheels put on the back than the front. Since I live near Garland, that's a law. Any vehicle, doesn't matter. Motor, wheel, anything. Got to have bigger wheels in the back than the front.
There are times I really wish I could see Billy's neighbor's faces whenever he goes outside, walks out of his nice suburban home.
With all the tats.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that guy's got to be from the pen.
Yeah.
There's no way you have that many tattoos and not have been in a penitentiary someplace. I bet he did most of them himself. With a hot paper clip and ink. Or in the basement. Some guy with a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. He's very popular.
I will get to you next after I'm done with Kinsey. Can't sign a wheelbarrow. Sorry, man. Got an exclusive deal with Acme Wheelbarrow. Can't have my picture taken with any other type of... yard equipment.
Or any dirt-moving device.
I signed a garden weasel one time and lost an account with somebody else.
Garden gnome?
I don't know.
The count is 0-0 for right, punchline. Uh-oh. The manager is headed towards the mound. Looks like Martin is getting the hook.
Well, it's only been an hour and a half.
Hey, went to the trouble to have it produced. Might as well use it when it's needed.
It's like after an hour and a half, Martin is spent.
Going to be an early outing. It's really going to hurt his chances at the Cy Young.
Only major league pitcher that keeps a bottle of whiskey out on the mound. Well, you guys said Chaw was out.
Yeah, that's frowned upon.
Isn't it?
The Chaw?
Yeah.
No, Major League, you can still dip.
Can you just not spit?
No, there's still plenty of spitting, whether you got Chaw or not.
Okay. I thought they decided that's...
They've talked about it a number of times, but the Major League Players Union is very strong and very much loves it to dip. Unless something happened that I missed, but I think at the major league level, you can still dip during the games. Minor leagues, I believe that you cannot.
But I know when they spit, there's a lot. Mm-hmm. I never have that much. Are they doing a different type of chaw?
They're doing fresh stuff all the time. And different guys are doing the long cut. Some might be doing the snuff.
Some of them get...
some will get the big hunks. And yeah. Some won't even be doing the fine cut. They'll get like the bag of Red Man, like where it looks like shredded lettuce, but it's shredded tobacco. Those are the guys like that look like they got golf balls in their cheeks.
I've never tried that.
Oh, man, that'll change your life. You want to talk about spit? Woo!
I think that's where they get the big honker. It's like pretty much like a tobacco leaf in your mouth.
Yes. It's like shredded tobacco leaf wadded up, stuck in your cheek, and man, the amount of saliva in your head, you're like a camel. You could spit from first to third.
You could. I spit so hard I hit the runner and he thought he got hit by the ball. So he laid down. Do you get more of a nicotine rush?
I don't know. I'm going to assume probably, because most of the time when the guys that do that stuff, they're putting a bigger wad in, so yeah. A guy that does the big bag of tobacco like that would look at the little can of pouches that you guys do and be like,
what are you on your period?
Pretty much.
I stick the whole bag in there like it's a pouch.
That's right.
I must try that once.
I think you should, too.
Since I'm sort of acclimated to it, I get sick?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sick.
Well, you can take it. As soon as you start to feel a little sick, you take it out. And then it'll dissipate.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done it?
Not that stuff. No, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. No.
The only pouch I like is on the marsupials.
Fast.
Should we send Kenzie out for some Red Man?
I say yes.
Kenzie, did you bring your car?
Yes.
Do you think you could drive someplace?
Yes.
Okay. I know you're still excited about meeting Nikki Six.
I'm okay now.
Although, actually, if you leave now, you might see him in the parking garage or something.
Maybe.
What if Nikki Six caught you in one of the empty studios and went, hey, you know what? I'm in town. Mm-hmm. Nobody's blown me since I've been here. Have some. Would you do it?
No.
Kenzie?
He's married.
So?
And he has kids my age.
He is a rock star.
I know, but I... No.
What about Rob Zombie? Would you blow Rob? You'd blow Rob Zombie?
Absolutely.
Even though he is married to someone that you really like?
Yes, I love Sherry. I would run up to her, give her a hug, and apologize.
With a full mouth.
Would you snowball with his wife?
No! No!
What, did somebody explain to her what it meant?
I had to act it out for her real quick.
Oh. No!
Mama bird.
Yeah.
Ew.
Are you hungry? Oh. Leave that quick. I gotta spit it out and I swallow it.
That way you could kiss Sherry, too.
Yeah.
But no! No!
So you'd blow Rob Zombie.
Yeah, I guess.
But you wouldn't share any with his wife.
Well, no, that's
technically that's her stuff.
Yeah, but that whole act.
You're just giving it back.
Ugh.
Just so I didn't leave you out. I say something. Open mouth. Hurry.
Come on, Jerry.
Hurry.
Oh my God.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Why, it's a couple of chicks doing it.
I know.
First of all, as a guy, I wouldn't want to see it because as soon as I've dispensed my goods, I have no interest in what's going on. Yeah, you guys spit that back and forth. I don't care how long you do it.
No, I've
treated like a slinky.
No. I've seen it before and almost vomited.
You saw it in real life?
No, on video. It's just like, what did they do? Okay, that's not bad. Okay. Don't give it back. I had to close out the window. I thought I was going to vomit. I was like, man.
You give it back to a chick? The two chicks going back and forth?
Yeah.
Because I've seen it one time where a chick gave it back to the guy. I went, don't. Dude. It was really like being in a movie theater. I went, dude, don't.
You're yelling at the screen.
Dude, her mouth is, you just, it's full. Do not let. He takes it anyway. I don't even care if the camera crew said, all right, let's take a 20-minute break, and then we'll have her spit into his mouth. Yeah, just so he's got his refractory period.
For some reason, that seems worse.
It's new.
Because now it's older.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's still yours.
Yeah, but it's been sitting out.
Well, what if she went and set in a deep freeze? Alfie, what are the, I'm still 10 minutes late. What do you got on hold?
People are calling about chewing tobacco and various types.
Any more nicotine fit or, I mean...
People are saying that the loose leaf stuff is mostly for flavor, and you're not going to get as much of a dip as you would off of, like, long cut.
Oh, well, screw that. I'm not dipping for flavor.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.443, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Shakes, and Fries. We're getting started off in Dallas, westbound I-30. Just after Loop 12, Walton Walker Road. Construction there has the left lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up back from Fort Worth Avenue. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway just before Forest, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Lemon Avenue. Still in Dallas, westbound 635, right at I-35, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Josie. And Irving, westbound 114, just before Beltline, got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Rochelle. Finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Golden Triangle, that accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is still completely stopped back from Long Avenue. Still an hour delay through that. Good luck. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Toyota of McKinney. Tonight, scattered storms and a low of 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 81. Right now, 73. The 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Maybe that's why Nikki didn't come say hi.
Why?
Too busy singing country in here.
I got Motley Crue bumper. I don't even think the Eagle plays the same old situation, do they? Are we?
Every once in a while. During our show, no.
Well, they try. By the way, how do you know my internet is back up at the house, Dan?
People email me.
Oh.
People Facebook me. Tweet.
It was down today.
I know.
The alarm company called, and they said, the alarm's going off. I went, let me pull up my webcams at the house. Internet was down. I went, all right, send out the fuzz. I never heard anything back. I did get a text from the officer that responded to the alarm. He goes, too lazy to check out your own alarm now, huh?
And you responded back, yes.
Well, I told him about the webcam. Normally, I'd blow it off because I'd just assume it's Gina or one of the dogs. But I can't blow it off every time. Otherwise, what's the purpose of having the alarm?
That's true.
But I do like getting texts from the responding officer.
Yeah.
I said, I'm at work and the webcams are off, so I don't know. He goes, oh, I thought maybe you're at the house. I was going to moon you. See it?
Yep, you're not lying.
Thank you, Chris.
Shh, don't use my name.
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Those are people calling about maximizing your dipping buzz.
Well, I know how to do it. You just dip more. I don't want to talk to them.
I'll get rid of them.
And Copenhagen, I can't do. I've tried it. Yeah. It's not the gritty feel, it's the taste.
Mm. Yeah, it's that harsh ass, harsh.
Yeah. I'm a real man. I'm just chewing gravel.
Uh-huh.
I'm eating nicotine straight from whatever, wherever they grow it. Where they grow nicotine.
It's tobacco, so like Carolinas.
Okay. Yeah. I just suck on nicotine plants. Tobacco. Big leaves the size of iceberg lettuce.
Just pull it by the root.
Sometimes I even shove it up my ass. Give me a good chaw suppository. Okay, well, another big day. Had Chris Hansen on yesterday. Didn't have on Nikki Sixx today. I can't imagine how to follow that. 4:47. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Do you care about Twitter drama?
Sure, go ahead.
One of our listeners on Twitter tweeted at Nikki Sixx, "Why didn't you do the Russ Martin show, the number one show in DFW? Now you're in S." Nikki responded, "We were the show today, dummy. Thumbs up."
We were the show?
I don't know tone. It just says, "We were the show today, dummy," and a thumb up emoji.
Okay.
Which technically he's right. They did put on a mini show in the lounge.
They did, but the whole idea was to be on this show for a couple of minutes. Sorry. I'm stopping the show at 7 o'clock. I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care if we got a punchline or not.
Really?
Well, we don't get credit for it in the ratings.
No.
And Alfie pulled the 7 to 7:30 ratings, and they're still big. All right?
Yes, they are.
See? So, we'll start ending the show at 7. I always feel like, you know, you're short-sheeting the listeners, but sorry. Sometimes you got to be cold.
I don't think you should look at it as short-sheeting the listeners. You've been on for 4 hours.
Yeah, and you don't want to get pulled off the mound.
No.
Yeah, all right.
Looks like the pitcher's drunk.
The pitcher's had one too many.
Everybody's looking at that bottle sitting out there. Yep, bottle's getting pretty empty.
Woo, man. Did he start with a full one?
Every pitch is into the stands.
That would be kind of cool, though, to tune into a baseball broadcast. Like on the back of the mound, it's usually like a cleat, like scraper and a rosin bag. It'd be nice to see that bottle of whiskey or something right next to it. And just each inning, just watch it go lower and lower and lower. This pitch count's really getting out of hand.
He's killed 3 umpires in the past 2 hours. Okay. So what's old? The Twitter thing. Was that it?
That was
just
it.
Back and forth?
Oh, yeah, that was
just... We were the show?
Yeah.
That's what Nikki said.
Yes.
I thought he liked us.
I don't know. Technically, I never met the man.
I haven't either.
I have.
Yeah, we saw that picture that you have with him. I'd have that printed up really big and show all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe crop you out of it.
Hey.
It's almost like you can hear her. Even though it's a still photograph, you can hear her.
Did you take my picture?
And that was the last day Nikki ever took photos with people again.
I'm trying to hold them in, but... Man, it sounds like a dolphin taking a fart. Floating air biscuits.
Dolphin farts.
Okay. He's part of the station, yeah. So we promote him. He doesn't promote us. No big deal. I take no offense. I'm a team player. Who snorted?
Not me.
Makes you think I'm not a team player?
Yeah, really? See, you couldn't even say.
I got it out the first time.
Credit. And you are.
What?
And you are a lot of times. Look at the Works Aero Cart. If that's not the biggest team player thing ever.
Yeah, hang on. He also got an Aero Cart and a lawnmower out of it.
Well, first of all. So?
Yeah.
I didn't want to, you know, draw a line in the sand and, you know, with the new GM. I go, all right, look, here's how it rolls around here. But he had to know I just don't take endorsements.
Right.
Got to be something that I would use and go, hey, I got to tell people about this. Because if you just take it for the cash, you're nothing more than a sellout. Plus, now with the FCC, it's illegal. But I'm not going to pitch something that I don't use or I don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, we ran that Aero cart through the mill.
Rigorous testing.
Yes. And the other ones. And it picked up both of them. Yeah, whistling and kicking at the carpet's not going to get rid of it, Dan.
Look, a penny.
Wow, is that new Berber?
No, really, it's a penny.
Give it to Kenzie. She needs it.
There you go, Kenz. I hit her right in the hand.
Make a wish.
Oh, my God.
Okay, got it.
See how hard she just squinted?
Yeah.
You're like a baby.
What was it? You could tell us because it's a penny.
No.
You only can't tell us if you're blowing out birthday cakes.
That's not true.
It is true.
You can't ever tell a wish.
You can always tell wishes.
No, you can't.
How many times have I said on the air when Kenzie's not here or off the air, I wish she meets the perfect man or has a happy life?
Many.
I've never heard you say that.
I said or off the air. How many times have I said I wish she wasn't retarded?
Oh, all the time.
No, that I've heard.
See?
Yeah, but that's but, not...
No, okay, you're right. Wishes don't come true.
Bah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
I think you got time for birthdays.
All right.
4:50... Really? It was 5 o'clock. All right. 4:54, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, April 17th, 2015. Birthdays today. Actress Rooney Mara turns 30. Victoria Beckham is 41. Jennifer Garner turns 43. Director Adam McKay, 47. If you're not familiar with his work, you will. He directed The Other Guys, Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, and Anchorman. Sean Bean, who dies in almost everything he acts in, is 56. Rowdy Roddy Piper is 61. Olivia Hussey, from the movie version of Romeo and Juliet way back in the day, the one that most of us had to watch in school, turned 64, quit squeezing my head. And the composer of Miami Vice, Jan Hammer, turned 67 today.
They're watching the video stream.
Oh, I know. I know a head squeezing when I see it. Get out of my ear.
I'm not touching you.
Quit trying to pick my nose.
I'm not touching you.
Okay.
I wonder how they do that on television when they're doing the weather. I want to ask it to Larry Mallory because...
Oh, like in front of the green screen thing?
Well, when you're looking at the monitor, it's reverse of what you're doing. So, like, I'm pointing with my right hand, but on the monitor, it's going out to the left.
Right.
So that throws you off. I wonder if they just reverse the monitor.
I don't know.
So they see exactly what they're doing.
I bet they just...
I don't know how... Just the whole green screen thing in general, how you... I know you can see a monitor of yourself in front of the green screen with the map behind you. I get that. But, like, put the camera back on Dan. See, it takes me a second to figure out which way to go before I go... Let me get you those.
Hey, give me my nose. Give me my nose back.
I'm not touching you.
Shoot your bunny.
What'd you say about my bunny?
I'm gonna shoot it. while we're playing imaginary games.
Okay. The only tricks I got, it's a bunny going across the bottom of the screen when you're on. And that's about it.
You get to look the little E.T. cartoon thing from Family Guy run across the screen with his arms flailing.
I could just do it myself.
That would also be entertaining.
Were you done with birthdays?
Yes.
Okay. If we break here, we're on time.
Yes.
Mooyah burgers.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment.
Even in the AM.
The
Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11 on Talk Radio 1190.
People say to me all the time, Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say.
Michael Berry.
That's money sense for your midday market lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a Freddie Mercury mask I wear on my penis, so it's a big deal.
Hi, I'm Rodney Anderson, inviting you to tune into my daily radio show on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
People on food stamps are the fattest people in our society.
I'm not going to be on the same template as the other radio shows.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's ever butt-fucked a snowman.
Talk Radio 1190.
506, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Jerry Durant Toyota in Granbury. All right, let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just before Forest Lane got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up. Back from I-35. All the idiots going south are staring at it like a bunch of morons. They have you backed up back from the bush. Let's move into Farmers Branch, northbound I-35, just before Valwood Parkway. Got an accident blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Walnut Hill. In Irving, southbound on the bush, just at Royal Lane, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 635. Also in Irving, westbound 114, just before Beltline, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. And finally, in Hearst, westbound 183, just before Northeast Mall, got an accident there. Hey, got an accident there, blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Bedford Road. This involves a vehicle that flipped over, hit the median, and is now next to a pole. Only the right lane is getting by right now. It's at least a half hour delayed. Good luck with that. I'm sorry. Forget it. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Kroger. Tonight, scattered storms, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, chance for some more storms, and a high of 81. Right now, 73, with 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, what's your first news story there? Jeer Gammer?
What?
You heard me, Jeer Gammer.
Jeer Gammer?
Mm-hmm.
Something tells me that's not quite accurate.
Do you drive diesels? Ever drive an 18-wheeler?
No.
Then don't tell me what it's called, Jeer Gammer.
What was the last 18-wheeler you drove?
It was model 2755 Mack truck.
Is that even a real one?
Mac is.
Mm-hmm. I know Mac and Peterbilt, Volvo.
So, what about it? I know mine had a bulldog on the front of it. Did it run over?
That's not the same. All right. The SpaceX supply ship arrived at the International Space Station on Friday, delivering the world's first espresso machine designed exclusively for astronauts.
What did it cost?
Uh-oh. Italian astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti captured the Dragon capsule, which arrived 3 days after its Florida launch with the help of a giant robot arm. The cargo carrier holds more than 4,000 pounds of much-needed groceries, experiments, and equipment, including the espresso maker. She's been stuck with the instant coffee since her mission began in November.
Is she up there by herself?
No. She's also up there with a couple other folks. At least one other one is American astronaut Scott Kelly. He is actually just a few weeks into a year-long mission.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you choose to give up everything in life? Because, you know, they don't let you beat off on the International Space Station.
Sure they do.
Are you sure?
See, why not? Hell, at some point, I guarantee you, there was some astronaut whose job it was to do just that in space for the first time, just so they could see what happened.
You know what it looked like? All you need is a jar of mayonnaise and just or a squirter thing.
Yeah, because everything beads up in space.
So, what's a big test?
No tissue. No tissue. Just
Let it go.
Yeah, they might have just said, "Hey, we need to experiment, so give her a go."
I just shot the capsule and made her swim into it.
Yeah, it'd make for a horrible prank on the other astronauts. You do it right in the way, like one of those little doorways, like around a corner.
Where it just kind of hangs.
It's just going to float right there.
So, you know, sooner or later, they're going to just kind of climb into it.
It'll be like walking through like a jizzy spider web.
Hey, Alan. Could you come in here for a second?
Come zooming through that tube.
Yeah.
Bam.
Pranks in space.
Santa, you mother... sperm in your face, shaming on you. Because you really... Yeah, first of all, obviously you have to go through some rigorous training.
Mm-hmm.
Health check. I guess they don't allow smokers in space because that's going to create a problem.
Yeah, you don't want anyone Nick fitting on the space station.
Yeah, I don't think you
could. Or just the fact that, you know, they cut to you and it's a feed around the world and you're sitting going.
Ooh,
yeah. Yeah, everything's cool here in the International Space Station.
We got
this Italian chick here. We just pulled a train on. Baby, let me light that for you.
Please don't light that. We're all gonna die.
There you go. Sorry, I banged her in the ass. Well, we can't run the risk of her getting pregnant up here on the space station. Because in outer space, there are no stairs.
Also no gravity, but...
I mean, think of all the things that you give up. Who would sign up to go to Mars? I know people have. But first of all, you know, that's a season ticket. You ain't coming back.
Right.
And no porn. No nothing. No luxuries.
I think if you're going to Mars, I think you could sneak a couple of things. I'm sure you could at least get like bring like a Playboy or something. Or
one Playboy.
Or a beaver
I'm gonna
hunt.
Whack to a beaver hunt or a Playboy. One. I can't decide on thousands of websites. You think I'm going to decide on one magazine? I'd be a convenience store for 6 months trying to decide which one do I want. The shuttle launches in 18 minutes. I have not decided.
I guess you could always take like a hard drive of your exes or something.
But eventually, your power is going to run out unless they... They give you a generator, then again, that's going to run out of fuel. I mean, really? How are you going to power stuff and do
well,
things?
Well, I don't know. I'm possibly solar cells on the thing. I think that's the way the Mars rover is powered, solar cells.
Yep. Mm.
But, okay, I
am now deploying the solar sail to keep me alive. And to pick up the internet. That will warm the unit and allow me to masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
I am now looking, I believe, at the first images of Martian porn. Yes. Unbelievably, they shoot in their own helmets. I have vowed to not make love to them with Slim Whitman playing in the background.
I apologize.
That's all right. The cheating website, Victoria Milan, asked men and women what they look for in someone they have an affair with. Even in that scenario, women, supposedly, care more about a guy's personality than his looks.
Bullsh. Bullsh.
Bullsh.
That's all I got to say. I'm not even bleeping the rest of it. Bush.
62% of women said the guy's personality matters more. A good sense of humor. Good sense of humor is the number one trait they look for.
I'm sick of that.
Yeah.
That is like something that the generations pass on, the female generation pass on. If anybody asks you ever in a survey for magazine, television, for any reason, tell them personality is the most important. or money.
Yeah.
But very seldom do you see a really hot chick with a really ugly guy unless he's got cash. Oh, I let Bobcat Goldthwait climb all over me because of his personality. Ew. Not once have I ever dated a chick. I've stayed in long-term relationships because I found somebody that I was attracted to and their personality. But the personality is first. Mm-hmm. And you hope that there's the attraction is first, and you hope the personality follows.
Right.
Sometimes it do. Sometimes you go to jail.
Being kind and romantic are second and third. Just 34% said what a guy looks like is more important.
What percent?
34.
Okay. Have you watched the new series? I think it's on Fox, Last Man on Earth.
Not yet, no. I've heard it's pretty good, though.
It's not bad. What, Clem?
I've seen the first two episodes, I believe.
It's post-apocalyptic, mm-hmm. but it's not Mel Gibson-ish, whatever.
Mad Max.
Yeah, right.
Post-apocalyptic battle for God.
There's nobody left on the planet, and I don't think they ever explain why.
Well, that's fine. You don't necessarily have to.
And the guy that plays the lead, the only thing I know him from is 30 Rock. He played a cross-dresser.
Will Forte.
Okay. And he ends up with, he finds a one chick left on the planet.
Woof.
Yeah.
What an annoying. Oh, dude, she plays a good role of being annoying.
Not just annoying. Woof.
Yeah. She was the chick that was in Flight of the Conchords.
Kristen okay. Schaal.
Gotcha.
Groupie chick.
She was also in 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Played a production assistant. Really irritating. There ain't no way to dress that one up. That one's just woof. He's going, well, man, I need sex really bad.
Well, we can't have sex unless we're married.
Oh, my God.
So they go find a church. Obviously, there's nobody in town. They go anywhere they want, do anything.
Right.
He even pulls up to a store, and she goes, why don't you park right here? He goes, why do I have to park right here? We're the only two people on the planet. So he drives into the store. That is so rude. What about all the handicapped people? There's nobody left! So they go through the whole process of, you know, going to church, getting married, doing their vows. They do it themselves. And then this hot chick pops up out of nowhere.
Of course.
And then he goes, well, f*** me with a stick.
He has to break up with his mannequin.
Yeah. He was screwing his mannequin for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
And he went the Tom Hanks route of putting faces on volleyballs, whatever. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, okay, this is Tom Hanks-ish. He's got anything that he can put a face on at one of the bars in town. He talks to all the guys.
Okay.
What should I do? Should I marry her? Man, I really want some sex. And she is just an absolute, she comes out and gives him grief because obviously there's no real running water.
Uh-huh.
So he uses a swimming pool with the house that he took over to take a sh**. He actually took the diving board and cut a hole in it.
God.
So he could sit at the end and just read the paper. I don't know what paper he's reading.
Just whatever he probably blows into the yard.
She goes, you're disgusting. It's 40,000 gallons. It's going to take me months to stink it up. Plus, this is my time. Why are you coming out here? Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
What was the story about you were reading?
Personality. Yeah. Well,
personality. This really hot chick finally pops up out of nowhere. I don't know. Just they all end up in Arizona.
Okay.
And he's going, damn it. And this fat guy comes through Arizona. Now there's four of them.
Uh-oh.
And this fat guy, who's not appealing by anybody's standard, is making it with a hot chick, while the Forte guy is still banging woof. So maybe in dire instances, you'll go with personality.
Yeah, if you're absolutely desperate, sure.
If there's nobody else.
But even then,
the Will, is it Will?
Huh? Yeah, Will Forte. Yeah,
yeah. He's better looking than the big fat guy,
I would imagine.
But the big fat guy is just so charming and sincere about everything. Hey, I don't want to bother anybody. If I'm creating any problems, I'll leave. Oh, that's so cute. That's so hot. The hot blonde chick wants him, and the dog is still going after Forte.
Because it really is that dynamic of she feels like she can say exactly whatever she wants because she's got the prize.
Which one, the dog or the hot blonde?
The dog.
Okay.
Because she can nag him to death and it's not going to matter because what other options does this guy have?
I'm the last man on earth and the one chick I got to pick is a nagger.
Meanwhile, men... 67% of us.
So where I was going with that is possibly personality does come into play, but yeah, Will Forte in the series doesn't really have a good personality.
No, he's kind of bitter.
Well, I'd be bitter too if I thought I was the only man on the planet, and I'm going all over the U.S. leaving notes on billboards, painting signs, whatever. A little tab notes like you see. Hey, you want to join this band? Here's pull this thing with the phone number.
Yeah,
headed to Arizona. So that's how everybody kind of finds everybody. Because I finally decide to marry Wolf. Then this hot chick shows up out of nowhere. I'd be bitter.
Yeah.
And the fat bald headed guy gets her, and I still got to bang Wolf. So we can have Wolf monsters.
Yeah, because I'm assuming they're trying to repopulate.
Yeah. But the Will Forte guy tries to convince her, you know, this boy, the fat guy showed up. We can't really repopulate if it's just you and me.
That's right.
Because the kids we have can't have sex together.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they'll end up on Family Guy. He doesn't say that, but that's where he's going with it.
Right.
And then the fat guy comes into town. Well, then he convinces her, hey, I need to have sex with the hot blonde chick.
Oh.
So at least there's one step beyond. Excuse me, I have to. Okay.
Thank you.
And she goes, okay, well, I guess so. Then all of a sudden, fat, charming guy shows up, and the whole deal is off. I don't see this series really going long. I mean, because you look at the initial concept of, well, the last man on earth. Well, first of all, he's not.
Right.
All these other people start showing up. Now, if they stay with the four, possibly. But, yeah, look at the fugitive. Oh, I'm chasing a one-armed guy that killed my wife. How long could that last? It lasted 6 years on television.
Jesus. Yeah, a show like that makes me wonder, it's just, how could you do that today? Because I don't know if our attention spans would hold it. Because well, eventually yeah, well, we'd be there's like, never find him.
There's never a payoff. At least in the movie The Fugitive in 93, Harrison Ford found the one-armed guy and went, that's him.
Yeah, 2 hours. Got it.
Boom, done. All I had to do was get arrested, go to prison, jump off a train. Found him. Alfie, what's line one?
She's calling about women and personality.
Yes, Melissa.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
So, I think that survey is a bunch of bull, too, because I just don't know. Like, I would never cheat on my husband, ever, ever. But he knows that I have, like, one celebrity crush. And the guy is it's The Rock. But it has nothing to do with his personality. It's
Did you say, hang on, you say The Rock or Barack?
The Rock.
The
no,
Rock.
No,
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not because of his personality. It's because he's hot. Like, I think women that say personality are lying. Like, if you're going to cheat, you better be hot at least.
Melissa, does your husband look anything like The Rock?
No, but he's a big guy. He's big and muscular and stuff. That's my type, but
have you guys actually had this conversation, you know, the obligatory, okay, here's the cheat thing. If Dwayne Johnson ever comes into town, I get to screw him.
No, I don't want to say that to him, but he knows. Like, I wouldn't even have to say it. He knows. Every movie of his that comes on, he sees my eyes, and he knows I've got to see it.
Have you ever talked with him about his fantasy woman?
Oh, he's got one in, like, every race and color, and I don't care. And that's not because Sofia Vergara has a wonderful personality.
Who'd she say?
Sofia Vergara.
Who is that?
from Modern Family.
Oh, yeah.
The Hispanic chick?
Yeah.
The one with the bad accent.
Yes.
So you can't understand anything she's saying? Yeah. He doesn't care. He's gorgeous.
I'm so gorgeous. I am married to the man who used to star on Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
That chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs to work on that.
Yeah.
I think she actually, she plays up the accent a little bit for the show. It's still thick, but I think she plays it up some.
Okay.
Melissa, have you ever had your husband role play as The Rock?
No, I won't go that far.
What's your husband's first name?
I don't want to put it out there because he might be listening.
He's going to know your voice.
He knows what the heck is he saying?
Just what's his first name?
Vic.
What?
Vic. Victor.
Vic.
Yeah.
You'd never make him come into the bedroom naked.
Do you smell what the Vic is cooking?
No, that would be hilarious.
And little black briefs and knee pads.
About that.
And then he comes in the room, he says that, and then he raises one eyebrow really high.
No.
Maybe some Hulk Hogan moves like.
No.
Throws you on the bed, decides to give you the people's dong.
That's right, brother.
How did that work back into personality?
She said that the personality thing was crap. They just, a woman, she's going to cheat. She wants to be with a hot guy. Personality be damned. But then again, but then that's with her. Some women, though, don't necessarily want the pure physicality. It's because they're trying to find something they're not getting at home, some sort of emotional bond.
I think if I had to guess, and it were a game show and I had money on the line, I would say women were looking for a balance. Someone that takes care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
that are okay looking, that they could tolerate. They find some aspect of, oh, he's got pretty eyes or like cute dimples.
Yeah.
But I like the personality. So now you've got the balance. I think that's what they're looking for. Again, if I were trying to win the showcase showdown.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, hot chicks want hot guys. Hot chicks don't screw ugly guys unless ugly guys got a lot of cash that hot chicks want.
Right. And actually a good example of that is Sofia Vergara. Like right now, her boyfriend, I don't know if you know who this guy is, Joseph Manganiello. He was one of the big guys in, what was the Sabotage with Schwarzenegger? You saw that movie.
Is that the one I just watched?
Yeah, the one where he's the head of like some drug team and they're all getting killed.
The one I didn't like.
Yes.
I didn't pay attention.
Anyway. Sofia Vergara, very attractive. Her boyfriend, also very attractive. It's one of those you see the two of them together, and you're like, they should live together happy forever.
Yeah, in fact, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty positive it was Dan when I started going out with Mona. He goes, you know, when I see you two together, Russ, you and Mona,
mm-hmm.
what I think about in my head is Amber Alert. Didn't you?
It's one of my prouder moments.
But you want me to get back with her.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I just said that was initially what I thought.
So what's my incentive to get back with her now?
Well, there won't be
any. The fact that she doesn't look that like she's underage?
I think that might help. It might knock down on some of the stairs. Whether or not you get back with her, I don't know. That's entirely up to you. I'm just saying, it. Not that you're looking for it or asking for it. It has my blessing.
But initially you thought, oh, man, that looks bad.
I saw an opportunity to say something funny, and it worked out.
And it stuck.
And I was so scared to say it, I thought I was going to get fired.
Dan. What do you think about when you see Mona and me together?
Amber Alert.
There's no way that little girl went with him on her own consent.
And I think that was before To Catch a Predator came on. What do you think of Chris Hansen? Juice and cookies.
I think Russ should have a seat right there. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:39, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coyce and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DFW Audi. Let's start off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just before Forest Lane. Got an accident up there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. All the morons going south are staring at it. They have you backed up back from the bush. Also in Dallas, eastbound on the bush right at the tollway. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Frankfort Road. In Farmers Branch, northbound I-35, just before Valwood Parkway, got an accident there. It's blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up, back from Walnut Hill. And in Irving, westbound 114, just before Beltline Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up, back from 183. Finally, in Hearst, westbound 183, just before Northeast Mall, got an accident there. It's blocking the two left lanes. This one has traffic completely stopped, back from 121. This involves a vehicle that flipped over onto the median and is sitting right next to the pole. Only the right lane is getting by right now. If you want to try and take Harwood Road, it's going to suck, though, I can guarantee it. Otherwise, if you try and sit through, it's about a 45-minute delay. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Toyota of McKinney. Scattered storms in 64 tonight, partly cloudy in 81 tomorrow. Right now, 74 and 97.1 the Eagle.
K-E-G-L,
woo-hoo, Eagle.
The Eagle. Will you kiss me and stop me from shaking?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, any clue what was wrong with Kenzie? She had to leave. She was crying. She was in pain.
Alicia thinks it might be gas.
Just like gas?
Just gas.
Cramps gas. She talks about these tablets she takes if she's got gas. I'll take this. You'll be fine in 20 minutes.
Yeah. She says she's taking four of those today.
She left crying.
Jesus. I saw her doubled over at one point. I didn't know what was wrong.
I even tried burping her.
That is true. I witnessed that. That was odd.
Like a baby. You hold her up?
I didn't hold her up. I just had her kind of like lean forward a little bit and just kind of pound it on her back.
Put a towel over your shoulder?
No. She was facing the other direction. I don't want her yakking on me.
I don't know. That almost sounds. She say where the pain was?
She said it was in the upper part of her stomach.
That be appendix?
No, appendix is lower.
Well, she said, "Do you mind? Can I go home?" I said, "If you think you can drive, are you going to be mad?" What? No, because if you die here, I got to fill out paperwork.
Just make it off the property.
No longer have responsibility.
Yeah. even though you don't technically work for iHeart, HR is still going to want to know why a chick died in our studio.
They're picky about deaths on the premises.
I'm not filling out paperwork. Mm-mm. Well, at least drive across the street to the CVS. Die there.
I gave her some ginger tea with some honey. What else? I had her take one Advil. But she said she'd taken about four of those anti-gas tablets.
I tried grabbing one of her boobs. It didn't help.
Why would that help?
I was just trying to make her laugh.
You know what makes chicks laugh? Good old-fashioned sexual assault. Make them giggle every time.
Well, she was crying. I was just trying to lighten it. Take her mind off it. Oh, where are my shoes? I mean, I said, you mean these maggot shoes over here? Those aren't maggot shoes. I went, do you see me wearing anything like that? No. Oh, well, then you got these shoes from Kansas City. God. Give me a hug, you'd be all right. Squeeze one of her boobs and she started to giggle. I went, see? Things could be worse.
Oh, God. That poor woman.
When you sure you could drive? Yeah. Okay, good. Because I don't know if you noticed or not, in front of this building, it is. There's no sign that says dead bitch storage. When you pulled in, did you see a sign that said dead bitch storage? Did you?
No.
You know why?
Why?
Because starring dead bitches ain't my gig.
Now finish your coffee and get out of here.
That's got to suck, too. She's going to be stuck in traffic feeling that. She's probably stinking up her car.
Yeah, she probably just need to take a big grunt.
That's what I told her to do. I said, a big poo? Yeah. Told her to go home, eat some prunes, drink some prune juice if she can, and just get that out.
That is so odd. Does she have IBS?
Not that I know of.
What about ABS?
I think so. She drives a Focus.
I got ABS. That's where your farts come out in little squirts instead of one big one. Okay.
I heard her mention something about the hospital.
That's always in everyone's mind anytime you're feeling any sort of pain. So,
man, I must be weird then, because
I just hope I die.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
You're young, you got your health. What do you want to die for?
Well, I don't want to die. I'm just saying, if I can avoid going to the doctor, especially avoid going to the hospital, my God, I will.
My age, I just hope I die. If I get some kind of pain in the middle of the night, I'll just throw out a bunch of dog food and hope I die. Because I don't think the beagle would wait till I was totally dead.
Before he started to eat you?
I think he's dead. Are you sure?
Which one is that?
We'll say Twiggy.
Okay. The Chewini? Gotcha.
The deaf one would sound like, are you doing? Are you doing he dead?
That's pretty much how. Yeah, man.
I taped the bottom. He was okay. Thank you.
Very nice.
I get the hand signals right?
I believe so.
I'm going to have to talk to her mom.
Try to figure out what's wrong with her?
She may have some
pre-existing conditions?
Yeah, that we don't know about.
And if she does, it would be good for us to know, especially if we have to
She had some type of, she doesn't, but a peanut allergy. So we would have to have a piss pen up here.
No.
So if she went into a fit, and we would piss on her.
No, that's not what she would need. It's an EpiPen, not a piss pen.
Oh. Well, that's why those two chicks died. I have a nut allergy. Well, then don't suck down that far. But she was, beginning of the show, she was fine. She was excited. Nikki Sixx. I wonder if that created some blockage or...
And she got so excited, her body reacted negatively?
I don't know. I'm not trying to be cute. She was just really crying when she laughed. So I tried to lighten the moment by grabbing her boob.
How often have you tried that method?
Today was the first time I actually grabbed it.
Oh, okay.
Ain't much there. Mighty disappointing, I must say.
Why are you surprised?
I don't know. Maybe she was keeping them in tight. If you take the bra off, all of a sudden it's, whew.
Then who let the dogs out?
Yeah. That's not the case.
No, okay.
That's too bad.
Well, now you know. And she giggles when you squeezed it.
She did.
That is so troubling. I would not want any female in my life to have that reaction to that.
Well, when you get to a certain age, it's always fun when an old man screams,
Just leave it.
Yeah, we got you.
Second take. Clapper. At a certain age, it's always funny when an old man squeezes a chick's boob.
Okay.
Oh, that just old man Martin. He squeezed my boob. He's funny.
That's just what he does.
Mm-hmm. He don't mean anything by it. You know, he can't get an erection. He hadn't had an erection since the Dukes was on. What do you got on hold?
People trying to diagnose Kenzie.
Well, they don't know Kenzie. There's no way to figure it out.
They're going by whatever symptoms we've said.
Okay. Yeah, Shelly.
Hey, I have two friends that had the same symptoms as Kenzie, and they ended up going to the hospital, and they had gallbladder problems. So, you know, like feeling like she needs to go and can't and sweating and hurting and all sorts of stuff. So you may check with her on that.
Can chicks pass a stone? I mean, same concept?
Yeah, I believe so. I know kidney ones for sure. But, I mean, the two people that I knew, one guy, one girl, had to have their whole gallbladder removed. Kind of nasty. But it may help her.
Well, what do we do with her? What do we have to feed her after her gallbladder is gone?
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you think it's funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the gallbladder releases bile. Typically, the gallbladder doesn't cause too many problems or much concern, but if something slows or blocks the flow of bile from the gallbladder, a number of problems can result.
I don't know what it is. She started feeling bad about an hour ago. Oh, wait, you're going to the bomb factory, aren't you?
No, I'm in pain.
She was dressed for the bomb factory. She's And she made a point to say hi to Nikki when he was walking in the hallway, so that way he'd remember her when he looks down from stage and sees her again. Hey, that's that tall chick from the station.
I'm going to be at the bomb factory tonight watching you play with 6 a.m. I'm Kenzie. Just to show you what I can do. And if you want, I know you're married, I will keep it in my mouth until your wife shows up. So it's not cheating.
Okay. May not be cheating, but it's still nasty.
I got a feeling come 9 o'clock or whenever Nikki Six goes on, Kenzie's illness is going to clear up. She's going to be at the bomb factory. Anybody here going?
No.
Nobody's going to see Nikki Six, support one of our own shows?
I saw him earlier. I almost ran over him in the hallway.
I'm going to Godsmack. So.
Godsmack's tonight?
Mm-hmm.
The same night as 6 a.m.?
Yes.
Anybody tell that to Nikki Six?
I don't know. Hopefully they did. Also,
the bomb factory's going to be empty.
Yeah.
You got Godsmack playing someplace else?
Yep. And Stone Temple Pilots playing tonight.
Man, they should just reschedule. I want to go Godsmack.
Are there any more Godsmack tickets?
I know. That's what I'm hoping for.
I wouldn't go to see that band just because of the name. That sounds sacrilegious.
No, that's the band you definitely go see because of the name. Yeah. Man, with a name like Godsmack, they got to be good.
If they still alive?
Yeah. Man, the drum solo. I know you don't like drum solos, but their drum solo is pretty amazing. They do a little dueling.
Godsmack.
Yeah, they do a dueling drum solo thing that's it's crazy awesome.
They have two drummers?
No, the lead singer takes a break and drums with the drummer, and they do go dueling banjos kind of thing, but with drums.
Man, that's damn crazy. I can't believe that really exists in real life. I have to see that. I call bullshit.
So it's like a dueling drummers?
Yes.
Wow. That's out there.
Do they take tips like at the piano bar?
Like no, the place where they had the two pianos back to back?
Do they do fight songs?
I think they do. They do all kinds of crazy stuff. Doesn't sound very cool, but it is.
Man, I had no idea nightlife was this wild in Dallas-Fort Worth.
You see? You got to get out.
Where is Godsmack playing?
Southside Ballroom.
Well, I got to go.
Yeah, nice intimate venue.
Where is that?
It's where Palladium. It's Palladium used to be or whatever.
Gillies.
Gillies?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's either Godsmack, STP, or 6 a.m. Man, that's just a cornucopia of choices. A plethora.
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to decide on one sweater.
It's just unfair. That's a heavy burden.
At least they can do is schedule a shut-up club. Schedule them at staggered times so I can see them all.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nikki Six can't even come in and kick the door open and go, hey. Can't do that. Boy's here.
He may not have known that he could.
He knows we're on the air. He's got to know that we're on the air before his show.
See, you say he's got to know that, but he may not.
Yeah, and it could be handlers telling him to do everything. And it kind of sounds that way. oh, they can't sign something.
I think that's an excuse. You get handlers just to blow people off for you. Hey, the afternoon show, it's number one in this market. They could be syndicated and kill everyone. Want you to sign this a wheelbarrow. Would you? Hell yeah, I'd like to. I'm going to tell them no. Well, I'd like to sign it. You're Nikki Six. You can't sign a wheelbarrow. Because the next thing you know, you're going to be signing tractors and garden weasels.
And you're going to be on the Home Shopping Network.
Is that really where you want your career to go? Well, I'm tired of living in Nikki Six. Vince Neil's shadow. I'm signing that wheelbarrow. I could lead to bigger appliances.
That's right.
I could sign washing machines, George Foreman grills.
Maybe eventually a food processor.
Yeah, Van Halen signed my roller skate. I mean, come on.
Which Van Halen?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and willingly. Like, oh my God, this is awesome.
See?
Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth?
Hagar.
Nobody cares.
Damn. That's just a skate with a bunch of signatures.
But it's got Eddie Van Halen, Alex, and Michael Anthony, and Hagar.
And Sammy. That's right. Might as well have been signed by a soup kitchen.
Either the band or a real soup kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the other guesses?
The other theory, other than gallbladder, is that since Kenzie's a smoker, she might have an air bubble trapped somewhere in her, you know, stomach.
Is that why you were trying to burp her?
Exactly. She always complains about gas, and we tried. Well, she thought she wanted to take an Alka-Seltzer, but we didn't want to add more gas or pressure to her stomach, so I was just trying to burp her.
I don't think that'd been kind of funny.
Yeah.
Are you feeling gassy? Pump her up with more of it.
Have her swallow this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, kaboom!
Yeah.
And then pat her on the back. That's the wrong button. No, nope, that ain't it. Obviously, I don't have it anymore. That's not... About as close as we can get.
Yeah.
Give her like four packages of Alka-Seltzer and have her sit in a tub.
Wait for her to go to sleep. They put her left hand in a plate of cold water.
She's already in a tub.
Whatever. It's like, okay, she's in a tub. Now put her hand in a plate of cold water and see how long it takes for the tub to fill up. Man, that bath. Don't bob in there.
Mm-mm. Nothing good.
I just wanted to make it home. Did she seem like she could?
She did. I hate to say it, after you grabbed her boob, her spirit seemed to lift. Seemed to lift.
Makes sense. He probably did it so well that she was able to drive instead of home directly to the bomb factory. Look at that. You have magical groping powers.
Who knew that my right boob released all my gas?
Squeeze this.
Squeeze my right boob. I'm healed. All right, just for future reference, first of all, it was her right one.
Okay.
This one on this side.
Yeah, her right.
So if she gets in that position again, squeeze it, that obviously is her release valve.
Too bad it didn't release any steam.
From where?
I don't know. Nipple on one.
That'd be funny to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? There's your problem.
You ain't got enough steam coming out your nipples. Say. Why you got all that steam coming out of your nipples? If there's any milk in there, let me stick my coffee cup up to your teeth. What?
Gross.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
606, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. over the MyPlace.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Toyota of McKinney. We're starting off in Dallas. Let's go northbound on the tollway just before Forest. Got an accident there. This is in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up. Back from I-35. In Carrollton, northbound I-35, right at Frankfort Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up. Back from the Beltline. In Hurst, westbound 183, just before Northeast Mall, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Only the right lane getting by. Traffic is completely stopped. Back from 121. Finally, in Forest Hill, eastbound 20, right at Anglin Drive. You got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up. Back from 35W. I am Alfie Coy, and 97.1 the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by DFW Audi. Scattered storms tonight, 64 for the low, partly cloudy, and 81 tomorrow. Right now, 74, a 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KETL, the Eagle.
For a f***ing reason, the Russ Martin Show, only on the Eagle.
Okay. And let's go ahead and finish news. 607, Dan O'Malley is here with more news.
All right. Did you want anything with this?
Was there anything to it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then go ahead and read it.
Okay.
It was a long email. It had Mark Cuban in the subject line. I didn't feel like reading it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'll condense and paraphrase.
Okay.
Gentleman emails in, says his son is 10 years old, has a classmate, a friend of his, that is for the second time is battling cancer. This child also 10 years old. While he was in the hospital, most recently, Mark Cuban showed up in his hospital room. The guy said his parents had no idea Mark Cuban was coming, and Cuban did not bring any photographers or PR people. It was pretty much just Mark Cuban. He said the only cameras there belonged to the child's parents. Cuban talked with him for a while and really helped cheer him up. He also brought him a signed hat and a signed T-shirt. What's cool about the T-shirt is that it has holes sewn into it so that he can wear the shirt while he's getting his treatments.
How did Mark know about all this?
Because clearly this is not the first time that he's come into this area of the hospital.
Okay. Which hospital?
He doesn't mention.
Sounds like children's medical. But
that'd be my guess.
All right.
Cuban visiting may have been a small thing, but it meant the world to a scared 10-year-old in the hospital. He attached a screenshot or a photo of Cuban visiting them and just goes on to say how nice it was and thanks for all the stuff that you do. He just thought it was really wonderful how here's someone that lives in the public eye but did something for the sake of doing something as opposed to doing it for the attention it might get.
And could feign ignorance of... I didn't know this kid was sick at Children's Medical, wherever he was.
Right.
And doesn't bring anybody with him.
Right.
That's always the vibe I've gotten out of Mark, is, you know, if I can do something and fly under the radar, I'll do it. I'm just wondering how he knew about all of this. Even the parents didn't know he was coming.
This is all, you know, just speculation on my part. He's probably got a relationship with obviously the people at the hospital, probably the nursing staff, whoever runs the place, whoever runs that wing. And he may swing by on occasion, and before he does, he may call ahead and be like, hey, is there anything that someone needs? Can you give me a heads up on anything that I can know before I go in? Sort of like getting a quick briefing before you make your rounds.
Including the customization of the shirt.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
All right. And nobody else in the news media knew about this.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he doesn't mention when this was, but it was recent.
Well, on one side, you want to respect Mark and not say anything about it because he did it without expectation.
Yes. To me, that's the reason why you want to bring it up, is to show that he's doing this not so it's brought up. He's doing it because it's the right thing to do.
then I think he would be okay with you reading that, having it being leaked as opposed to, look, I'm Mark Cuban, billionaire. Look what I've done today. Mm-hmm. I went and visited a kid with cancer. Gave him some signed stuff that cost me nothing and cut holes in his jammies. All right. Good on Mark.
Yeah.
Whether he wants to come on the show or not. Used to come on all the time. I'm sure it was my arrest.
That's the only thing I'm left to point to with anyone that hasn't come on the show since.
It doesn't matter. He did something nice for a kid with cancer. They say what the prospects are for the child?
No.
Okay.
And it's one of those, like I said, I'm sure that's not his first time, and I'm certain it will not be his last.
I just hope the news media doesn't ruin it by tailing him. Hey, where are you going? It's none of your business. I want to go do something, and I don't want anybody to know about it.
The good thing is, I think with him, I don't think anyone's like tailing him, trying to figure out where he's going, what he's doing.
No, I'm sure he got it all out of his system when he screwed that chick on Dancing with the Stars.
He did not screw his dancing partner.
How would we know? He hasn't come on the show to explain.
He explained at the time. He said, "I am not screwing my dancing partner."
My memory's fuzzy on it.
Yeah. I'm a little wolfy on it, too.
Wolfy?
Fuzzy.
Oh, Jesus.
Spend that much time with a hot chick, close quarters, hours and hours and hours of practicing. You know you plugged it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
You're assuming that.
Let's say you had $1 million in the bank. Somebody went, okay. I want you to bet on this. Did he or didn't he?
Do I have to bet?
You don't have to, but it's a sure way to double your money. He screwed the chick.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. You made me say that.
I'll turn the mics off.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to say the same thing.
Okay. Blink once for yes. He screwed her. Twice for no. See, I told you.
What? I blinked twice.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I only saw one, seriously.
Well, you stopped looking.
I stopped looking after I got my answer.
Well, that's not fair.
You should have went the other way around.
Yeah, it should have been one for no, two for... Damn it. You guys suck.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Dr. Sergei Shcherbakov runs an institute in Austria that studies aging. And he says, hey, good news, Russ, middle age lasts way longer than you think.
Hang on. Who is that on three right now?
Don't know.
It's Globe Life Park. It's part of the ACM Awards.
Yeah, they got some sort of a...
Well, I don't know.
It's like a concert tonight.
Isn't Luke Bryan in town tonight?
Yes, he is.
Okay, but that's not Luke?
No, that is not. He's much taller than that.
Is that TV3?
Even the two guys who joined late.
I think it's Josh Appreciate Abbott.
We saw guys. The photobomb. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
We got a lot more coming up. CBS 11 live coverage. Even as the storms begin to head toward the ballpark here, Globe Life Park in Arlington, ACM weekend. Everybody's beginning to make their way inside. The second half of this big day continues.
Well, that's crazy. How am I going to decide now? I didn't know that was going on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I got that, Stone Temple Pilots, Godsmack, and 6 a.m.
It's a big weekend.
And the Vamps opening up for 6 a.m.
The Vamps, really?
Mm-hmm.
What the Vamps do?
I have no idea. Kenzie just said it was like a kind of like a boy band.
And apparently Buck Cherry is playing in town tonight, too.
Where?
They're at the Gas Monkey Bar and Grill.
How do we know all this? I think we were a rock station.
Well, the sad thing is we're not finding out the way we've been. These are things we probably should have been promoting for a couple weeks, as opposed to us all being surprised that they're happening on the same day.
Where to go?
I bet I know where you go.
Station 4.
Yep. When in doubt, station for it out.
If you ain't sure, go out and get some.
You get some dinner beforehand.
Because you know guys always put out.
Especially like at 3 a.m.
Man, they open that late?
I think they're open until 6. 4 or 6.
Man, some
they can't serve alcohol after 2.
Exactly. But they have a special after-hours permit, or they used to.
Oh.
But yes, they had to stop serving at 2.
I can see how that would work. Because you know all the get prettier at closing time. I'm going to suck that guy because I got on my goggles.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of troubling in that statement. I'm going to leave it where it is. Dr. Sergei Sherboff runs an institute in Austria that studies aging, and he says middle age lasts way longer than we think. He says 200 years ago, a 60-year-old would be a very old person. Someone who is 60 today, I would argue, is middle-aged.
Middle-aged means they're going to live to be 120.
Well, he says his definition of old is when you probably have less than 15 years left. And a few generations ago... You okay?
How old is this guy?
Oh, actually, didn't say.
That's important.
I'm sure he's not young.
Because if he's like 72...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm only 12 years past middle-aged.
He says a few generations ago, that was true when you were 65. Now that we live so much longer, he says you don't get old until you hit 74. Nice shot, by the way. Right in the can.
Thank you. It was over the head dunk.
It was a hook shot.
I think it's interesting that most people who keep bumping up middle age are older people. Very seldom do you hear like a 22-year-old scientist go, well, you know, 70 is the new 40. And 20 is the new uterus.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think it makes sense that the older people say what the new thing is because they're familiar with it. They have experience with it. They know that they can say, yeah, you know what? The way I feel is the way that, you know, my parents felt 10 years before.
You don't know how your parents felt.
You could ask them if you're a scientist.
Do you feel old?
No.
Perfect.
You never feel old.
Well, sometimes when I take a sh** in my Campbell's, I feel old.
And he may just have a problem. Man, nothing to do with age.
Well, can't make it to the bathroom anymore, and the soup bowl's big enough to hold it.
So you just figure.
I'll just drop one in there.
Leave that for Mama.
Mama will pick it up.
Mama,
why don't you just get a bag like everybody else? That's for old people. I ain't getting a bag until I can't my soup bowl anymore.
You some sick people, man.
Wait till you hit your 50s. You decide what old is. But most of these studies come from older people.
Sergei Sherbov is 63.
Perfect. 60 is middle age. Sergei?
Sergei.
What is that?
Russian?
No, I don't do Russian. Yeah, I do. No. Nuclear vessels?
There you go. There's your Russian. Yeah, just do Chekhov.
And we're looking for the nuclear vessels.
The new middle age.
In Alameda. Who was a French guy that hangs around you guys all the time? Chloe and Alfie.
Oh, Simon.
Yeah. What does he do up here?
He's got some talk show that's syndicated, I guess. And it's like a love talk show or relationship.
He does?
Yeah.
Every time I see him, he's hiding in the lobby.
I think that's before his show starts.
Oh, okay.
I hide in the lobby before the women.
No, he does. It's like there have been times where he's been sitting there and I didn't see him initially. And then he starts talking and he reminds me, I feel like I'm Jamie Lee Curtis and he's Schwarzenegger in the True Lies scene. Because he's like just shadowy.
In the dark.
Yeah, he's shadowy and saying,
do it, Dulcimore.
Exactly. I'm like, are you talking to me? And then I realize he's on his phone. I'm like, okay, good.
Yes, dance for me slowly.
touch your buddy. He was talking to Chloe and Alfie one night when I walked by, and he has French, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's good. Russ, can I tell you a story? And I don't want to hear it. So I met this woman. He tells me anyway.
I think you immediately just went, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just said no.
And I actually said out loud, he tells me anyway.
Well, see, he thought you were kidding. Because in his mind, no one could possibly be that rude.
Look, I'm tired. We'd been on the air for I don't know how long. I'd cut up the show for .fm, cut up a couple of I Hate Mandy promos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk to you. I met this beautiful woman. Is that French?
You're good.
At wherever he's staying. He doesn't have a house. He's staying at like at a
shelter?
I don't know.
So like a hotel thing or something.
Como?
A hotel thing.
Okay.
It's not like it's, I don't know, I forgot.
Nicer than a Days Inn. You know, the extended stay.
Gotcha.
I met this beautiful woman in the bar. And Alfie's all over it. Clothes, just shaking his head back and forth. I'm not buying this.
Oh, okay.
Well, he came to me for, I guess, help.
To do what?
He wanted to know more about this lady.
Alfie, how do you stalk the women?
Let me show you, Simon.
Do you have to, do you have to dress as the skunk? And all of a sudden, he's Alfie's hero. Claude Meir look at him going, first of all, I don't know what smoking hot is to you.
Yeah, it does vary person to person. And it's important when they tell that story, it really does help to know what their baseline is.
But he says a chick sitting at a table next to him. I forget the rest of the parameters because I didn't care. And then she got up to go to the bathroom, so he left her a note.
Mm-hmm.
What did the note say, Alfie? Because it was something really cheesy.
The note was really creepy, really cheesy until the very end. He said something along the lines of, those who do not dare do not live. It was just very, very French European thing to say.
If you'd like to meet me, it is okay. If you choose not to, those who do not dare do not live.
First
of all, she didn't know that you were French because they never talked back and forth. I guess he made eye contact, left her note.
Oh, God.
And she ends up
messaging or texting or emailing.
Texting.
Something.
Oh.
He goes, look, see my phone? She wants to meet me tonight. Oh, and she knows what you look like. Yes, she does. I sat next to her. Did she know you were French? No, I never spoke.
I think that would help his case. I think that'd be his main ammunition.
Because with that accent, you could throw out anything.
Yeah.
I would like to sniff your boots.
Mm-hmm.
They're not offended.
Yeah. He could have told her, je suis un harceleur, which means I'm a stalker. And she would have been, oh,
you know Alfie? If you know Alfie, I would like to have you fart in my face. But do it slowly. Do it dulcimo.
That's right. That's a hot.
Oh, what?
We'll be back to the
Russ Martin Show.
Man, I just realized that was probably one of the least manly off-air moments we've ever had.
And I looked at you and I went, voulez-vous coucher avec toi ce soir? Or voulez-vous une cigarette?
No.
Voulez-vous une cigarette in my comptage?
Oh, oui, oui.
I can do that, but that would put out the cigarette.
But it'd be quite the show. Hey, works arrow cart. Manly stuff. J'adore. Arrow cart du Vix. Actually, that's actually not half bad. If you're looking for something to do around your house, well, if you have a house, you have stuff to do. And you're going to need help. Why would you slave over a single-wheel wheelbarrow? Then that's all it does is when you try to move it, what does it do? It flips over.
That's old school. That's caveman.
Yeah. That's basically an 18-wheeler on anywhere around town.
Oh, look. A wheelbarrow with one wheel.
Punk.
What are you? A farmer? A caveman?
You just invent that?
Yeah, let's get into the 21st century where you have not one tire, but two tires. And instead of them being flat, they are flat free. You put 200 pounds on this thing, feels like 17. They did the formula. I don't know.
You no longer have to drag women around by the hair. You put them in your aero cars.
Yeah. I mean, before it was an 8-in-1, but you throw your chicken there, 9-in-1. So the good thing is you can be creative with this. If you have pots that need moved, if you have large rocks, it does all those things. It even has a dolly attachment on there that you can lug some things around in the dolly fashion. Whatever the case is, whatever project you have around the house, you need to get a Works Aero Cart because it will help you do almost everything. And if you want to find one, at this point, you should know where to go. We've talked about them forever. Go to your nearest Home Depot.
Oh, people freak out when they see them at Home Depot.
Yeah, they think they're urban legends. We're not making this thing up. It's a real product, people. It's a real company and everything.
Look, there's one of those wheelbarrows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Go ask to take his picture.
Hey, Mama. Take my picture with this box, the aero cart. And they've done that and sent it to us.
Yes.
I'm at Home Depot right now. In fact, Sean McAllister, is our general, one of our general sales managers, said the aero, what do they call
it? Aero cart.
Are up 20%, the sales, in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Damn right they are. Because people know what's good.
Sean McAllister was ecstatic.
He better be.
Made him jump off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
So if you need a convenient dolly, a bag holder, a trailer.
All right, you will. Somebody will call and explain it to you.
A trailer mover, a cylinder mover, extended dolly for large items like furniture, a plant and rock mover. The Aero Cart has and can help you do it all. So, like I said, if you need to find one, which you do, pardon me, go to your nearest Home Depot and pick up the Works Aero Cart.
6:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the new 2015 Dodge Challenger RT. Start off in Dallas, eastbound in the bush, right at the tollway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back to Frankfort Road. In Carrollton, westbound on the bush, right at Kelly Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back to Midway. In Carrollton, northbound I-35, right at Frankfort Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there's backed up. Back from 635, half-hour delay through it. In Hearst, that had to have heard. In Hearst, westbound 183. Westbound 183, just before Northeast Mall. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from 121. It's an hour delay. Don't even bother going through that. Finally, in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Ramey Avenue. Got an 18-wheeler overheated in the right lane. Traffic there's backed up back from Lancaster Avenue. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Let's see. Nasiet Kovai du Roy Clark.
What?
Plate job from Roy Clark.
What's that going to do with weather?
Oh, not a damn thing. I was just answering your question. Eagle weather brought to you by DART. Scattered storms tonight, 64 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 81. Right now, 73. And 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I know that was close.
Yeah, you think?
It's all too in interpretation.
I love how you play all the dirty stuff when respectable folk come in.
Well, they can't hear it. They don't have my headphones.
You were singing it.
So?
They can hear you singing it.
I did not know.
They don't know that you're singing to a song. They think you're just, that's your own personal tune.
It is.
It's not.
Don't bite it. If you don't bite it, I say, domo arigato. Wrong language.
Mr. Roboto?
What do you got, Mark?
Hey.
Hey, Russ. Hey, guys. We've got two blondes here today, and three if you include the foster mom. So I've got Lila.
You know, he thought of that the whole way here.
No, I didn't.
It's going to be my opening
line.
I'm
going to blow the guys away with this one. Yeah, I'm blonde line.
Yeah, I'm real funny, aren't
I? You know what? Let's stop in Addison and see if this works there. See if it kills. If it kills, I'm going to use it on the air.
All right.
Try it in the drive-thru.
So Lila and Chandler, and we'll start with Chandler, who is being held by his foster mom. Chandler's a 5-month-old golden retriever lab mix, about 28 pounds right now, so still growing.
Full grown?
Not full grown, only 5 months old.
Okay. Got it. That's the one lying on the floor.
Exactly.
All right.
Very energetic, playful dog, loves, has a lot of puppies, but loves people, loves other dogs.
What's the name?
Chandler.
Chandler?
And he was in the shelter. He was an owner surrender along with his sister's sibling. Imagine that. And they were both terrified in the shelter.
I would imagine. Where were they pulled from?
DAS.
Okay.
Dallas Animal Services.
How long have you had them?
We have had them about a month. It was in March. So
medical stuff worked out okay?
Medical stuff worked great. There were
Even though it sucks is we hate hearing about the owner surrender, at least it sounds like with an owner surrender, a little bit better taken care of, mm-hmm. You know, medically.
It's better than just let a dog run loose on the streets like they do in Canton after First Monday.
Yeah.
Well, nobody adopted these puppies. Let's just let them go. So at least they dropped them off.
Mm-hmm. Our dogs are always pulled right like the day they're going to be put down. He wasn't on the day of. He was at risk, but he was so scared of the shelter, we just had to get him out of there.
Look at the photo they have of Chandler. He's got a great toothy grin in that photo. Look at that. He's like, yeah, picture day.
Look at me. I just got new dentures. Because they almost look like human teeth.
Yeah, it looks like
he's going.
Yeah.
I'm Gary Busey.
He looks like a big teddy bear. Look at him. They just
And how old is Chandler?
5 months.
Okay.
5 and a half now. So once again, 28 pounds. He's still got some growing to do. His paws aren't enormously large, so he's not going to be like an 80-pound lab golden retriever mix. I'm guessing he's going to be like maybe low 50s or high 40s.
Okay.
Kind of a smaller dog.
That's Chandler.
That's Chandler. Lila is the, who's staring at us. Lila is a 2-year-old.
Lila?
Also lab golden retriever mix. It just kind of worked out that way, that they almost look like they're the same dog 2 years apart. Lila was also pulled from a shelter. She was actually pulled the day of. She was going to be put down. It was an overcrowded shelter.
They both look like they're from the same litter.
Yeah. Or maybe one's the mom and one's the son, right?
Sure.
Whatever. Well, they look similar.
So,
they're golden.
Anyway. Lila, once again, is 2 years old. She's a smaller version of a lab golden retriever mix. She's only 34 pounds. She was very skinny when we got her, though. She's put on weight. So she was about 29 pounds when we got her. So 5 pounds on that kind of frame is actually pretty significant. Her ribs were showing, and she was very thin. Almost.
But every dog that you guys have ever brought in here, short of Scars, they've all looked like they have been, they lived in the lap of luxury.
Well, they're glad to get out of wherever they've been, and they're very appreciative of that. And I know that sounds kind of funny, but they really are. I mean, that's why rescue dogs make such good adoptable dogs. They
appreciate stuff.
Don't know how they ended up where they did, but they don't want to go back.
And that's probably the saddest thing about dogs is you can't look at them and go, okay, who did this to you so I can go get them?
Because if they could, we all wouldn't have time for a job.
No, the rest of you guys would have mug shots as nasty as mine.
Mm-hmm. And then, except we'd be proud of ours. I'm sorry. And you'd have a newer, better one. You could be like, yeah, look at that one. That one's awesome.
So you want me to get arrested again to get a better mug shot?
Everyone wants a do-over.
Well, I asked him at the time. It's like, all right, ready?
Yeah, it's not. Unfortunately, it's not like they had Alfie working in the jail to take your photos.
Could I have the lighting changed just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Can I give the thumbs up?
And more wind.
Give me confined. Make me look confined like I'm in a jail cell, but the wind blowing in my hair and backlight me. and let me put my thumb on my chin so I look thoughtful. So retirement dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
sidetracked.
So I guess let me move to events this weekend.
Yes. Do you have any?
All right. Yeah, we do. We have two. We're going to be really busy tomorrow. We're going to be at Whole Foods in Lakewood, 2118 Abrams. It's from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's an adoption event. We're there the third Saturday of every month.
How close to the Lakewood Theater?
Walking distance.
Okay.
It's across the street.
Yes.
All right. Just so people in that area know.
Got it. And then we've got an event. It's a fundraiser by the name of Pups and Pints. Second time we've done it. It's at Deep Ellum Brewing Company. It's from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be a fabulous event. It was last time. We've got...
How do you decide if it's going to be a fabulous event?
Because we've already got 200 people signed up. I figure if 200 people are going to be drinking beer with dogs, it's going to be a great event.
That is fabulous.
You pass. Mm-hmm.
You go ahead. You take those bananas.
I did pick my words carefully on that one.
Well, of course. Sure. Mm-hmm. That's fabulous.
I didn't say it with that kind of accent, but anyway. Someone did. It's 3 to 6 p.m. It's $20, and with $20, you get – 3 pints of Deep Ellum Brewing beer, as well as a Deep Ellum Brewing Company commemorative pint glass to take home with you. So it's really a great deal. But all
that's
the proceeds
impossible.
Go to us.
There's no way they could do that for how much?
For $20, but the $20 goes to us.
That's crazy.
I mean, they're basically doing a give back.
It's way too fantastic.
Yeah, it's not possible.
Mark must be getting stuff under the table.
Yes.
No.
They jerk you at all?
Well, not last time, but.
So you're hopeful for tomorrow? Hey, you never know.
But it's a great event, and we raised a lot of money at that event, so needed money to pay all of our – we're all volunteer, as we've talked about many times before.
And we've also talked about there's no freestanding building for Paws in the City.
Correct.
It is. Everybody – the dogs come in. Do you have an office at least?
We do have a office, but it's not much of one.
Just a answering center.
Right.
And where the dogs go, they're fostered until they get home.
Exactly. Or in one of our boarding partners. Lila, for example, is in a boarding partner, Barking Hound Village, and they give us a free boarding slot. So I should thank them on the air, I guess.
I don't care. Yeah, look, whoever you want.
It's kind of your segment.
Well, yeah. Okay. You do not pay for it, but we allow you to. We will need your pantaloons.
I've known Teresa a long time. I can't do it in front of her.
Who's Teresa?
So, the foster mom that's here.
Can we take his pants? She said we.
How about not in front of Lloyd?
I don't think Lloyd cares. Do you care, Lloyd? Take his pants.
Oh, jeez.
Mark, this is where you give the website and run.
Yes. Yeah. Pawsinthecity.org.
Just drop your pants.
He took that pretty well.
He did. He didn't really back up. You think he would?
No, he kind of leaned in.
Well, you did say big.
Most people, you say, let me grab your they back up. Mark just kind of leans into it.
Like, oh, it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever it takes to adopt dogs.
Somebody said just go with it and enjoy it.
If it means adopting a dog, I'll walk out of here in my underwear. So,
why you gotta make me do that?
Well, we got two available for adoption.
That one's so cute; it doesn't need you pantsless.
That offer goes for every week.
Yeah.
Okay, so pick your week.
I pick next week.
Okay, I'll have my best boxer briefs on
and shave your balls.
Wait.
Oh.
How are you going to know if he did it?
Well, if they're shaved, there's no hair on his balls. I know he shaved his balls.
Not if he's wearing his, like he said, his best boxer briefs.
Well, we take them off and look. What are you, a moron?
What do you mean, we?
Hey, what did that number one show in Dallas-Fort Worth do today? Took a pet segment, made the guy show him his balls. Have a peek.
I have no answer to that.
I told you like a minute ago. Website run.
Pause of this city. Gotcha.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show.
6:55. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Longhorn Harley-Davidson. Let's get started off in the great city of Fort Worth, Texas. Eastbound 20 just before Campus Drive. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Oak Grove Road. Also in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820 right at Ramey Avenue. Got an 18-wheeler overheated in the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Lancaster Avenue. In Carrollton, westbound 183 just before Northeast Mall. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from 121. A car flipped over, hit the median, and is now sitting next to the pole there. Only the right lane getting by right now. About an hour delay through it. Don't even bother. Into Carrollton, north on I-35, right at Frankfort, got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back from 635, half-hour delay. And finally, in Carrollton, westbound on the bush, right at Kelly, Trinity Mills, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Midway Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
We've all gotten left. 34-year-old David Buchanan of Fairford, England. He's a pretty, pretty big pervert. Last month, he filmed himself having sex with his dog.
Filmed?
Yes. We know this. We know this because he filmed and recorded it and saved it to his cloud. Unfortunately, his girlfriend also has access to his cloud, and it was automatically uploaded to her iPad while she was at work.
Damn.
So she watched it.
Hey, what's that?
I'm screwing my dog and no one will know. Woof.
Yeah, she saw that at work and immediately called the police. David told the cops he was home watching porn and wondered what it would be like to make his own porn with the dog.
You couldn't screw some animal you didn't know. I mean, it's bad enough. Really, you screw one of your own dogs. Or to screw an animal, but one of your own dogs, at least go outside and look for a coyote or a wombat. At least a wombat's going to act like they like it.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, because if it's your dog, then it's like, okay, the relationship's changed. You can never go back.
How very insightful.
I'm really not proud of myself. But anyway, he got a 12-week suspended sentence, rehab, and he has to register as a sex offender.
He got no jail time after on a dog.
Yes.
They explain why?
No. But he also got rehab and has to register as a sex offender. I mean, those.
And what does rehab entail? Hey.
What?
Hey.
What?
Stop f***ing dogs.
Oh. Sorry.
All right. We got to do this for 6 weeks.
Man, that's a lot.
All right. I'm going to leave you in this room. With this Chihuahua.
I don't know if I can.
Don't that dog.
It's so hairy, though.
Ain't that much hair on it.
Well, I mean, it's got some.
Well, it's got some, but it's still a Chihuahua. Leave it alone.
It's got it in the right places, though.
And it's bald in the right places.
That's right. It's so inviting like that.
I mean, Dr. Thornton would have no insight on what rehab like for that would be.
No.
I'm just wondering if there's a primer for all types of rehab, for all types of addiction. Alcohol, pedophilia. We know that recidivism with pedophilia is high.
Yes.
Bestiality, I don't know.
I don't either. And I don't know
and
if
I don't know
really...
how you look at a dog and go,
got to have some of that. Shake it around the house. Just, you know, dog just dancing around like in her head she could hear Luke Bryan. Shake it for me.
Yeah, bitch. No, really, she's a bitch.
You can't spend a couple of dollars and go find a nasty chick just to screw you.
That would seem much.
We know they exist, and I'm no offense to the you nasty chick, but you know you do. We've met them. We've gotten emails from people that said, "Hey, I went to this particular topless bar and got a hand job and got changed back for my $2."
It's so terrible. Maybe she was drunk and didn't realize the math. As opposed to her thinking that her hand axe was only worth like 89 cents.
I don't know if it was hand or mouth.
Well, whatever. Either way.
Damn, I forgot what the deal was.
Yeah, I think it was a $5 BJ.
But he got changed back.
I think so.
Yeah, she must have thought that she was dealing with different currency.
You know, I didn't do that good of a job. Here's $3 back. I didn't give you the full show. Well, we go back to guys that look at animals. I don't care what the animal. There's no animal I've ever looked at. I went, yeah.
Got to.
Man, if it was legal, I'd be all up in that.
I wonder if he's got to put a sign in front of his house now. Screw dogs.
Beware of dog screwer.
Well, I don't think it's fair. I have to put a sign out in front of my house and say I f*** dogs.
Well, you shouldn't have done that in the first place, and we wouldn't be here.
Well, you don't know if the bitch wanted it or not. Walking around shaking them eight titties.
Well, you need to be bigger than that.
Shaking like she wants it. Sometimes dogs twerk really hard.
No, they don't.
Shaking it like a Polaroid picture.
No.
Yeah, you scratch them in the right place, they start that kicking.
Yeah, they start kicking, and they make that face that looks like this.
Yes, they do. And even though they make that face, and you think it's inviting.
That means yes.
No, it doesn't. You have
to. It does.
No.
It works on all animals.
No, when they make
dogs, goats, coyotes, armadillos. Armadillos are a little harder to get into because they got that shell.
I would imagine. That and also.
Normally with armadillos, you got to f*** with a hammer.
Wow.
Beat through the shell to get to that sweet, sweet armadillo.
This is gross.
It's hot.
I would imagine you'd just be excited to find a live one.
Man, it's just like on the half shell. Especially if you catch a one that just got hit.
Ew.
Still warm.
Yeah. But they can't say no. Man, that thing just that makes me hot.
The count is 0-0 for punchline. The manager is headed towards the mound. Looks like Martin is getting the hook. Yep. After 4 hours, Martin is leaving the mound. Obviously, his right lobe is spent.
All right. This is a screw job.
Come on, meat. Hit the showers. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. For more information on the pets available for adoption that were brought up here today or the events going on tomorrow, go to pauseinthecity.org. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson's up next.
All right. See you guys later.
Later.
The Metroplex.